participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Let's get retarded in here.
Everybody, everybody, get into it. Get stoked. Come on. Get retarded. Come on. Get retarded.
Tuesday afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the best of Don and Mike. The best of Don and Mike coming to you all across the country on the Westwood One Radio Network. I'm your host, Ardinger here, the legendary Joe Ardinger, with you on this wonderful pre-Christmas Tuesday afternoon. Don and Mike on a much-deserved, much-needed break for a couple of weeks. So I'll be your host for all this great best of that we all have lined up for you. So join me as we get into it. This segment is, this has got to be a grab bag of topics, because it says for me, it says Frida's job, Bubba, and obnoxious fiance. So I have a feeling that's a multi-topic segment that you're going to enjoy right now on the best of Don and Mike.
What's fun is being married for almost 23 years. Mm-hmm. Knock on wood. Oh, Rob, please hold off on that.
We have it this time.
We haven't made it there yet. But being married for all this time, and
you're going to, Don. You're going to make it because you're a fighter.
The joy. Mike saw the joy right before the show. He said, "Oh, I gotta call my wife."
Ah.
I said, "I'm gonna call her at work." Fabulous to be able to call her at work.
Mm-hmm. She's working long hours.
She's working a hell of a long hours. How could she possibly have been worried that I was going to get fired? Why, with the amount of hours that she's working, for goodness sakes, I should never have to work another day in my life.
She's working very hard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud of her, and it's great. But the dynamic is weird because I'm used to having, the whole time that I've known Frida, not that she's the furthest thing in the world. You know this. It's not like I'm the guy in I Dream a Genie, and the genie comes out of the bottle and says, "Master, may I serve you?"
It's not like that.
You know, no, my genie comes out and says, "You're a pig, and you better get yourself together, or you're out of here. And don't forget, everything's in my name."
You didn't get a slack burger bit with the recent events and all the pressure that we were under.
No, absolutely not.
You know, being a single man and living by myself, my house was in a real, and I noticed it today because today was cleanup day after we got done with everything. My house was in quite the bachelor state of disrepair.
But listen, my point is, I've been married to her all this time. Our life has been one way this entire time that we've been married. Now it's the other way.
It's reversed.
And it's so funny for me to get up in the morning and get up at the normal time and come down and have my coffee, look at the paper, and she's going, "No, I've got to." She's saying to me, "You don't understand the pressure."
Oh my God, a role reversal.
She says, "You don't understand. You don't understand. I got to be downtown.
Yeah.
You don't know what it's like." Okay, right. I don't know what it's like. I don't know what it's like. All I know is that it sure is different when she calls me at work.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about when she calls me on the show,
right?
That's fine. But when she calls me on at work, even like when we're not doing the show,
right,
man, if I'm not there, you guys know how it is. I'm like a dog.
Sure.
It's like Colette gets on and goes, "You know, should we?" And incidentally, Colette, stop embarrassing me on the intercom when my wife calls to tell everybody that my wife's on the phone.
Don, your wife's on the phone.
Yeah, I've always enjoyed that.
Yeah, why don't you just say, you know, just say, "Don, call on 70. No, everybody in the building is to hear, "Don, Frida is on 70. And, of course, I got to go pick it up. So I had a couple questions for her today. Like, we got a busted toilet in our house. We do. There's one.
I know you were telling me about
it. It just won't stop running. And there was a problem with something else, and this is my job now to handle these problems.
Right. It's an REO Speedwagon commode.
So I call her up.
Keep on running.
I call her up, and I go, first, and I imagine it's the same thing that when she calls for me here. They answer the phone.
Right.
Affinity Broadcasting. She says, "Hey, it's me, Frida. Let me talk to you." So I say the same thing. I say, "Hey, it's me. You know, it's Mike." Hold on a second. Where'd my name jingle go? Hold on. Oh, 38.
Michael Sorensen.
I call and go, "Hey, it's me. Is Frida there? Hold, please." And while I'm on hold at this place that she works, there's no music. There's just a beep, 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 that indicates to me, you know, what you're getting is, this is a pressure situation. Mm-hmm. Where she's, yeah, it's like this. It's, and it's about this all.
When you finally get through, is her recording that says, hi, baby.
Yeah. No, so she picks up and she's like not animated, or, and she's like,
hello, Linda. This is Ward Cleaver. She come down with something.
No, she goes, it's almost that, you know the voice on her high school and college radio thing?
Say, yeah.
It's almost like,
hi, this is Frida.
She picks up,
Frida here.
Like it wouldn't be me. Like, you know, like, who else is going to call her at work? You know, it's her husband. I go, hey, baby, I got some stuff to tell you.
Okay, all right, listen, I really have to go. I have to go now.
Like she's standing in front of a boss or something.
Yeah, or a client or, right, or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and have I mentioned my wife is a prostitute?
Well, that's bad timing.
Have I mentioned that that's her chosen field?
You're but a good one.
I've not mentioned that. I guess that's an important part of the story.
Yeah.
That she, anyway, so she was with a client and she couldn't speak. But it's funny. The concept of calling my wife when she's working and she doesn't want to be bothered is funny.
Yeah.
And it's funny to have it happen in front of Michael. We're sitting in the office today. And then I'm saying to Mike,
I'm reading mixed signals from you. I don't know how you really feel about all this this work. I was trying to get a beat on it.
And I'm thrilled with it.
I think there's a part of you that wouldn't mind her being around. Maybe. No, am I totally wrong?
See, now you're going to put me in a very bad place.
I'm not trying to. I'm really not. I'm really just trying to figure it out, because it's just. No, I mean I don't. Okay, I'm gonna shut up.
No. I just thought that you thought that what, that I'm happy. Listen, I'm not.
I think you might like having her around more than you think you do.
It's Mike. Okay, how do I say this and not be crass?
I don't want, and I'm not trying to set you up to be crass or get
in trouble
or anything like that.
No, I'm not talking about
just
my.
Think that maybe
about,
there's a
I'm,
part of you that
no, listen,
might not admit that you miss her, but you do.
I like having her around, but she's coming back.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, but we were both discussing that.
When I said, you know, I don't want to be crass.
When you say she's coming back, she's not going to work anymore,
no,
or what?
What I meant was, she's, you know, there will not be a time when she's not there. For I, unlike you, will.
Oh, you bastard!
Oh.
Can I say that word?
Sure, you can.
Anyway, you know, no, that's so cruel.
Well, that's so cruel. That, you know, come on, listen. I'm not. That is not cruel. I'm saying I think you miss your wife more than you let us all know.
You were saying it was an adjustment. You know,
I think
that things
you miss
were reversed
your wife more than you and Rob when you're playing with each other's wives. I think both you guys are full of it. I think you're both
full
really
of what I ask you.
I think can't say that.
Full
but
of what?
I will tell you, when I hear you doing this, no, when we're off the air, and you joke, we all joke like guys joke. I think guys joke like that. And you guys have been married for a long time. I think you're both very into, you know, everything, you know.
Listen, of course we're into being married, but I'm also very into my wife being out of the house 8 hours a day. Listen, let's be honest. I think she'd tell you the exact same thing.
What married guy would disagree? Actually, I'm this might even get you angrier at this. I think he's no. I'm gonna get myself in trouble with both my buddies in here.
Let me ask you a question. Like, do you not love your job? This is a good job, isn't it? You ever feel like cutting a vacation short?
What's that?
You ever feel like cutting a vacation short?
No.
You see, it's nice to come back to it. But you like your time away.
All right, now that's, I understand. Right. What I was going to say is, I think he articulates it better, because maybe he has to do the dance.
Great job, isn't it?
It's a great job. I'm not saying anything anymore, Rob. For your sake.
Thank you.
That was well said, Rob.
Because he's different.
Anyway, no,
oh,
listen.
God.
What's wrong with it? But your wife works.
Yes, she does.
Right now, listen, and I think... Can you speak now without
fear? He's the urban professional.
Hold on.
I mean, don't judge anything by him.
But no, listen, he gets his chops and busted. Just because he doesn't talk about it doesn't mean it doesn't happen.
That's right.
Are you?
Can I stop you there for a second and just say the reason I'm doing all this? I want you all to know something, okay?
What?
I observe you all, okay?
All right.
I observe all of you happily married people.
And what do you see?
Well, I see different things with all. I see different things.
Stop observing
for every one of you,
making us nervous.
I do.
Stop observing. Go observe yourself.
No, I.
I do.
You know, buddy, I do every single day.
I do a little dance when she leaves for work. You know, I mean, I wake up to the barrage of endless questions. I know about that.
Come on,
man.
Listen.
Everybody
man.
Likes a little time to themselves.
Oh, I. You know what? I speak with great authority on that subject, where I will tell you I have now,
and that's what
I'm enjoying. I enjoy my solitude very, very much.
Right.
I enjoy the woman I date very, very much.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy being with my kids very, very. But it's more compartmentalized than it's ever been, and it's all terrific.
It's you. It's all up here for
it's
you.
It's me. I don't know if I'd want to. I really don't know if I want to change where I'm at. Right
it's
now.
Great to, no matter whether you're a man or a woman, it's great to enjoy your house without that other person in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need a little of that time.
Amen, Brother Buzz.
Yeah.
Amen, Brother Buzz. And I'm the same.
All right. Okay.
Don't you get it?
Yeah.
I mean, I love my wife, but listen, the novelty of the fact that I'm home alone hasn't worn off yet.
I don't think, I think maybe part
of it.
It's
like you're ruining my snow days.
Part of it is I've never, ever, any married people I've had, I've never seen anybody even in your stratosphere communicate with your wife as much as you do.
Well, I talk with her all the time.
Mm-hmm.
If she
always,
you
know, it's so
that's,
you know,
why it works, because I've
maybe
always,
that's why it's good.
I've got the GPS. She knows where I am, you know, and I think I know where she is.
Right,
this time.
Right.
You know, if either one of us needs to be tracked, it would be me. I wouldn't put the tracking thing in her. I'd put the tracking thing in me.
Right.
Because I'm more likely.
So what you're all saying is the same thing.
To drive down Danger Highway.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
But, no, listen. You're right. And I do talk. I called her at work to tell her that her toilet is still broken.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, obviously I love her. I'm telling her these little, small, insignificant things just because I want to say hello to her. But at the same time, allow me the wonderful freedom to say.
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking.
Man, it's great. It's great to have the old nag out of the house.
Okay. I think you've made your point.
Are you happy now?
Rob didn't need to make a point with me. Yeah, you've made your point. And Buzz, you're
yes.
Buzz. You know,
yeah.
you just,
yes,
you're steady Eddie, man.
Whoa,
you just cruise along.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, I love her.
You know.
I love her.
Sure.
I love her with all my heart.
Of course.
But boy, oh boy, she's working a lot.
I am also quite fond of my wife. Very agreeable company.
Oh my God, yeah. Very agreeable company.
I'll tell you who's not happy today. Who's not happy today is Clem Todd. And Clem Todd is a disc jockey.
Oh, I thought it was because of the name.
No,
Clem Todd.
That's Bubba the Love Sponge.
Todd Clem, I think, isn't it?
Todd Clem.
First name Todd. Last name
backwards.
Clem.
Todd Clem.
Todd Clem.
Well, no, you know what? Hold on.
Not that it makes a lot of difference.
Is it Clem Todd?
No, it's Todd Clem.
Okay, so
Todd
I wrote
Clem.
It down backwards.
I'll find his middle name.
Too. Todd Clem. So when we were going through all the stuff on this show with the changes that we're making and, you know, making it more whatever it has to be for right now, there are some people within our own show that said, well, there are other companies that have shock disc jockeys like Clear Channel.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike and I almost went to work for Clear Channel before our last contract.
Right. Yeah.
And we thought, well, wow, they're okay. Well, they just fired this guy, Todd Allen Clem.
Right, middle name Allen. Todd Clem.
Todd Allen Clem.
Right. Clem. Right. The Clemster with you. Anyway, they fired him.
Yeah.
They fired him. He was now not in as deep as we were or anybody else was, but he's another one of these guys, as far as I can tell. What he was doing on his show was doing sex bits with the Jetsons.
Cartoon characters talking about it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that to me sounds, you know, there's other talk that he slaughtered a pig or something. You know, none of that to me sounds like reason to fire him.
No, I sure don't think so.
And that's the climate that we're in now. So
right.
There goes another one. Goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Another
example made. I mean, we are first time. You know why? It's easy.
No,
it's easy to target the show.
Dedicate this one to Todd Clem,
yeah.
Who I'll always refer to last name first. Mr. Clem Todd.
The bell tolls for Clem.
Mr. Clem Todd. last night, man, was I disappointed with my big fat fiancé.
Yeah. Didn't see it. I went out to see Cold Mountain last night.
You were probably better off.
Here's the deal. That they set this thing up, and I should have known that this would happen. That it would be a happy ending.
How was it a happy ending?
You didn't see it, right?
No, I did not see it. And I told you in the office, I want
this.
I mean, I haven't heard anything about it. So.
This is the worst part of the show. That it's great that they're getting married and her family's there and they're really upset and the family, because the family's retarded, the brothers, the sons, they're wearing kilts because they're Scottish and the sister is all hung up on, you know, the whole family is all hung up on themselves. No one really cares that
they're a shallow group, right?
That maybe the daughter is really in love with the fat.
Yeah, they are a very shallow, nasty group of people.
So that's what I know. Dumb guy, because you've got like the daughter who, the other daughter, her sister, who I guess is what, 18, 19, something like that, like, I'm just so mad at her. She's crying. I don't know if I'll go. We've been best friends. She's violated our trust. You know, no one is saying, even though the guy's repulsive, no one in this family is saying, hey, she loves him. But they're all there because the TV cameras are there. And they do a good job of milking it. Then it gets to the very end with the part with, if there's anybody that wants to say they have a reason this wedding shouldn't take place, and they break for commercial,
right.
And they come back from the commercial, and then they got a really great twist because she says, I do. Then they go to him, and he says, I can't do this.
The actor.
The actor says...
Because he's supposed to say that.
Right. He says, I just can't do this. I'm sorry. This is a scam. Mm-hmm. This is a con. Mm-hmm. I can't do this. And I'm thinking, well, now I'm happy.
Right.
Now I'm happy. Mm-hmm. And the mother gets off in a snit. The girl's mom, she leaves.
Walks out.
And she walks out. The dad is still sitting there. Now, here's the resolution on this. That Steve, the fat guy, is still standing out there saying, please come back, please come back. They show a producer going back to the room where the mother and the sister and the brothers are, and he says, listen, I can't tell you exactly what's going on, but what your daughter's done is really good, and you have to go back out there to hear what she has to say, and then this will all make sense to you.
And does she give the speech about, you supported me even though
now,
you hated?
Here's the deal. She comes out and first, the guy says to her, Steve, he says, everybody should know that I'm an actor. These people are actors. You know, and now it's at this point, the dingy broad finally figures out that she's as dumb as everybody. She's like, and it's, you can see it, and I'm still happy at this point.
Is she mad?
Because she's embarrassed.
Yeah,
because,
right.
And I mean, I loved him to my stupid family for you and all of the acts. Now, here's what happened. See you back.
Well, good.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. We will return to our regularly scheduled program momentarily. Please stay tuned. We expect to resume normal broadcasting shortly. Be sure to stay tuned for Jeopardy!
Like that, the dad that's got kind of the military haircut.
Yeah,
that,
here I am. Yeah, tough guy.
You know, he's got that perfect, like, James Brolin gray hair, and you've got the mom that's like, she could be on Seventh Heaven, and the family is always walking around, and they're always...
They're all dressed perfectly, they look perfect, they behave perfectly.
Yeah, they're so sure of each other, and you know that inside, they're really like the Simpsons.
They're filled with angst or a mess. Yeah.
Okay. And really, these people...
That's a perfect description of that family.
These people are, and the thing is, the whole thing was a setup, and I don't mind that they ended up giving her the money, but why did you have to make it like she endured some type of sacrifice, and the show was teaching us what a loving family this family was.
And they didn't need the money, right?
I mean, it sure didn't look like.
They look like they have money.
They looked kind of affluent, yeah.
They do. They're affluent, so they don't need a half a mil.
Well, but that's the only one you saw. What did you think?
Well, yeah, the thing that struck me, yeah, I know, I agree with everything you said. One of the things that struck me, I thought there was sort of a mass psychology thing, is that even though everybody in the family just hated this guy, the role that the actor was playing, when they asked, and I mean they set it up and they allowed plenty of time, when they asked, does anyone here object to this wedding? And everybody just sat there and nobody said anything. You know, it was
moved you.
Well, no, I was struck by that everybody hated the guy, and in the end, nobody spoke up.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Well, see, what Don and I like to believe is that they really were evil.
Yes. Perhaps that's why.
It can't be because they were, you know, really thinking that their daughter loved that guy.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever been to a wedding where someone objected?
No.
I've always been so tempted just to say, I'm kidding, of course.
I'm kidding, of course, and turn around.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, am I on the air?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, did you notice that when Steve first said, well, what you know, I'm going to say No, no, I'm not going to say I do. She didn't react at all. She just pretty much looked at him. She would have been pissed as hell. Don't you think?
Yeah, you're probably right.
I think she was dumbfounded.
Man, you know what? I had to hit the dumb on you. Yeah. You can be something as hell, but I don't think you can be as hell.
Yeah, well, we're still feeling it out.
We're working it, but we feel you, dog.
Yeah, dog.
Hello, Don and Mike. Steve.
Yeah, the one thing, too, that stupid broad, the biggest slap in the face was when the big fat guy turns out he's been happily married for a long time.
Was he happily married?
Yeah, he's happily married.
He was great, though. I'd like to see him get a TV show. Yeah. He's good. I guess he just did get a TV show.
Hold on, were you happy with that ending? The guy on the phone?
He's gone.
Guy on the phone hung up. Huh? Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Jimmy.
Hey, that was pretty... that was kind of dumpy ending also. You know, I didn't like it at all. That was the only episode I saw. I prefer watching Fear Factor over that thing.
I think it was a mistake probably to pick up this line as Jimmy.
Jimmy, did you listen to the yesterday show with Jerry and Johnny?
Just a little bit. I didn't have time. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Jimmy, all right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello everybody, this is Paul, and I'd just like to thank you all for buying our records during the past year. We know you've been buying them because the sales have been very good, you see. Don't know where we'd be without you really, though.
In the army, perhaps.
Oh, we hope you've enjoyed listening to the records as much as we've enjoyed melting them. No, that's wrong. Making them. We're in number 2 studio at the moment at EMI, taping this little message for you.
Yes, we are.
We are indeed. I just thought I'd make the... This is the same studio we've used all along since the old days of Love Me Do.
So many years ago, it seems. Oh, those are the days.
Well, that's about all, I think. Sir, to wish you all a happy Christmas and a very new year. Now I'll pass you over to John. John?
John speaking. Thanks all of you who bought me book. Thank you, folks, for buying it. It was very handy. And there's another one out pretty soon, it says here. Hope you buy that, too. It'll be the usual rubbish, but it won't cost much. You see? That's the bargain we're going to strike up. I write them in my spare time, it says here. It's been a busy year.
Did you write this yourself?
No. It's somebody's bad handwriter. It's been a busy year, Beetle Peedles. One way and another, but it's been a great year, too. You fans have seen to that. Page 2. Thanks a lot, folks, and a happy Christmas and a merry good year. Crimble, maybe, and I hand you to George, who'll speak to you. Now!
Thank you, John, thank you. Hi there! I'd like to thank all of you for going to see the film. Expect a lot of you saw it more than once.
I did.
Did you? So did I. Thanks anyway, because it makes us very pleased, you know. We had a quiet time making it. Actually, we didn't. We had a great time making it, and we're glad it turned out okay. The next one should be completely different. We start shooting it in February. This time, it's going to be in colour.
Green.
It'll be a big laugh, we hope. Well, big laugh. Yeah,
Bean,
it'll be a big laugh.
You and Megan?
And we may see all of you soon. Hope so. Anyway, all the best in Happy New Year and a Happy Christmas. And here's Ringo.
Thanks, George. Ringo, yeah? Well, the others have thanked you for the discs and John's book and for everything. For enjoying the film. I'd like to thank you just for being fans. It's been a funny year, you know. One minute we're in England, next we're away. Expect you're wondering where we've been. Well, Beetle people, we've been to Australia and America and New Zealand. And Australia.
And New Zealand.
Is that New Zealand? So much travelling, but you've stayed loyal, haven't you? Anyway, those airport receptions knocked us out, man. Great.
Big.
Well, that's about it from me. I'd just like to say all the best for Christmas and a Happy New Year. That's about
Can you wash it?
Can you wash it?
Can you wash it clean?
Can you wash it?
Can you wash it clean?
Can you wash it?
Can you wash it clean?
Christmas!
It's the best of Don and Mike.
That's right, and welcome back, everybody. It is the best of Don and Mike, the Christmas edition, and we're going to jump right back into it. And I can't wait to get into this segment because I was there. This is a recap from the famous lawyers meeting down on K Street. If you were in, you were there. If you were in the crowd, you were at this meeting. It's the best of Don and Mike on the Westwood One Radio Network.
One in Hawaii. I only bring this up for one reason, that I saw this on the news today as a real news story.
Right.
That the politicians are concerned. And I got a picture here to go along with this. Well, pictures don't work on the radio, but I can show Mike and show Buzz. Here's the problem. That they are having the caucus today in Hawaii. It's worth something like 50 delegates.
Yeah, they're worried about turnout.
Because American Idol's on tonight.
And they got a Hawaiian contestant.
There's a Hawaiian guy, yeah. You see, there's the guy. His name is Jonah Manahu, Mohanahu.
Mohanahu.
It's like every Hawaiian guy you've ever seen in your life.
Tiny bubbles.
Big, gigantic guy. Anyway, they're very concerned. And here's my question.
Wasn't there a Hawaiian girl in the last group, too? I think there was a girl from Hawaii.
Yeah, well, I don't know. But
well, they went out to Hawaii and they had the, you know, they did one of the, that's they had why the they got them. Yeah.
Yeah. So here's my question. Being as I'm assuming in Hawaii that they run things on Hawaiian time, mm-hmm. meaning that like primetime network shows, if they were to run them live,
right.
they would be on in the middle of the day.
Right.
So you've got to think American Idol is going to be on at night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're going to delay it.
Right.
Right.
So why is there a problem with people not getting out to do whatever it is that they're doing today?
I think the caucuses are in the evening.
But further than...
Oh, are they really?
Oh. Yeah.
Or are the caucuses at night? I think so. Yeah. I think that's why there's the concern. Right.
But still, it's just stupid American Idol.
Well, it is, yeah. Yeah.
It's just, but it's Hawaii.
It's just stupid
they don't got a lot to care about.
Well, like what? You can't TiVo it, or you can't...
tape record it?
Or...
something?
Or, you know, TiVo is
TiVo is widespread as you guys think it is?
Yeah,
or,
sure
or
it
what?
Is. They're no, practically in Japan over there. I mean, it's that
they what?
They're practically in Japan. All the way over in the ocean.
In Hawaii. No, I've just been told, yes, you are right, Mike, that the caucuses are at night. Yeah, caucuses are at night, and they're worried about people getting all excited about their native...
All right, then forget what I said about the time difference. I still think that that's goofy.
It's still goofy.
I still think that that's...
I think it's stupid.
Just ridiculous. Anyway, I urge... We used to be in Hawaii on like a 10-watt radio station.
I mean, Hawaii's... I know Hawaii is like way far away, you know, but it's a state.
That's right.
No, it's not really, though.
Yes, not really, which is why it's fine with me. If we were on in Hawaii, I'd tell everybody, do what I do. Don't vote. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, you know, look at all the ocean that's between you and the mainland.
Right. What could happen? Right. You're safe there.
Yeah.
You're safe there.
If you have any problems, just ask Higgins.
You could probably do a radio show in Hawaii, and the rules probably wouldn't even have a boundary on you because you're in Hawaii.
Probably
true.
You just drink, you know, sit around like in your underwear and drink coconut milk.
You're in Hawaii and you do a radio show, you get called to the lawyer's office. Mm-hmm. It was like going to that guy's bar on Magnum PI.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Who was Rick was his name. Was that
right.
his name, Rick?
The helicopter pilot.
Remember? No, that was the brother.
No, that was his other buddy in Vietnam. No. Well, I mentioned Higgins. Did you get that reference?
No, I got that, yeah.
Remember the last disc jockey from Hawaii we talked, it was that guy at the Super Bowl with the gray ponytail.
But now, have you ever seen a happier disc jockey? I mean, was he just happy to be alive?
Looking at him.
Yeah,
he
right.
He's fucking himself. But imagine that you do something on the radio and you get called to a grass hut somewhere and they give you a hollowed out coconut that's full of rum and you put on your Gilligan's Island hat
and then maybe we could row out to all the tall ships that are out there bringing spices into Hawaii too.
Unlike
your image of Hawaii, you've been there. It's a modern place.
Oh no, it's not. No, it's
yes,
not.
It's very
behind the times.
You're making what? Well, are you saying that if we were called on the carpet, we'd go see like the local witch
witch doctor?
I believe it's Ray Hudson.
Can we consult over
it's
this?
It's like Gilligan's Island.
I wish.
It's like Gilligan's Island.
I don't think
Island.
There's any. Maybe there are a few places left in the world that are like Gilligan's Island.
It's a combination Gilligan's Island and Flintstones. You'd go to the hut. No, and there would be a bird, and you would have to. You'd pull on the bird's foot, and it would go, Integrity Broadcasting. Something like that. Not like yesterday. And we did not get into enough specific detail about these offices that we had to go to yesterday for the meeting with the lawyers.
You've been fined 16 papayas.
There were a couple of things that I'm going to throw out as constructive criticism to the lawyers that has nothing to do with any of the content on our show or the meeting yesterday.
This is just an observance of the surroundings.
Uh-huh. First off, you have a very opulent building and a very beautiful interior. It's like being in a classic four-star hotel. It truly is.
Beautiful.
Let me just say, though, that it takes away from all of the opulence, which is the best word that I can use. When asked if I could use the men's room, when they said yes and gave me the key, which was attached, I ask you not, to a piece of metal the size of a license plate.
Right.
It was like in the Steve Martin movie, The Jerk.
You walked in with this thing. I couldn't believe what I was looking at.
It was big.
I mean, because when you are surrounded with that kind of opulence, you would think it's around the corner to your right. You know, that the type of people, I'm not sure the type of people that come in there on a regular basis, but the hall pass, you get that kind of a key tag at a Texaco.
And I'm not kidding when I say, and you guys saw it, certainly bigger than this index card that I'm holding up now.
Much bigger, made of brass.
Well, 18 inches long.
I mean, they could have passed that and said men on it, but why a key?
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, wait, I have a question. When you went in there, was it a single seater?
I only used the stand-up urinal.
No, but I'm saying, was there a commode and a urinal in there? Was it a single seat? Was it designed as a public restroom, or was it designed as a private restroom?
It may be private, but there certainly was nothing that would...
You open the door and you lock it behind you.
That's all it was. It was like the restaurant at Applebee's.
You know, why did you...
It was like the bathroom at Applebee's.
Why did you need the key? That's what I'm curious about.
Because the... Now here is Joe. Hi.
Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Having been a courier for many years in my earlier careers, they keep the key to keep the couriers out of the bathroom and the homeless people, which would gladly live in the bathrooms if they didn't.
Ah. It seems like an awful stretch for a homeless person to go up and walk into
Wouldn't it be hard for a homeless person to get into that building on K Street where those guys are?
Surprise.
Sign in.
It's easy. Just because there's a guy...
The guy didn't stop us just because we had ties on.
Yeah, but then you got to go up there and...
Don, that guy was at a big desk. You could duck like this and go right past his desk.
Joe, you're
probably
kidding me.
Singing the national anthem.
You're listening to homeless advocate Joe Artinger. Joe, I don't believe that homeless people would try to live inside the Infinity Lawyers offices downtown.
There was a homeless guy living in our bathroom one night.
Here the radio station?
Our bathroom. I mean, my God, are you going to our bathroom? Fine, have it. Take it.
I wouldn't waste it on the homeless.
Probably improve the place. Put some artwork up there.
Now, listen, that's Joe, good for you for having a good heart, sweet, doughy hearted Joe. Thanks. But you're so damn dumb, Joe. That they don't have a lock on the bathroom on the sixth floor of a magnificent, beautiful building on K Street. So that a homeless
guy... You and I have been in a few more of those offices than our esteemed colleague, and it's unusual.
Yeah. It was very much like MIB getting into this building to begin with.
That's why you have, though, the person that's at the front desk.
So,
and they have the thing with the big letters and the whole deal.
Security guard.
So that would be my first...
And then the receptionist was also a security guard.
My first piece of advice to them would be, you know, unlock the bathroom. Don't make a person feel like they're carrying around a license plate. You know, because
it's worse than carrying a newspaper under your arm.
And then once you get back from the bathroom to get back into the office, you have to buzz, you have to beep, you know. It's not even like, and this is where, maybe Joe's right. Maybe they're afraid a homeless person is going to get in the lobby, but you can't even open the door to the lawyer's office.
Right.
It's locked at all times.
So you had to go outside of the actual offices and go down the hallway.
And you know that they've got to have, you know that inside those offices, that they have their own bathrooms.
I didn't even know that you went outside the building. I mean, you went outside of the office.
You have to go past the elevators.
You know they've got restrooms in there.
Of course they do.
Oh, they don't want the public.
Those are the private restrooms.
So that's
not good.
That's the first thing I wanted just to point out. Listen, I'm a tacky guy.
But even I think that that's tacky.
Is there a restroom I can use? Yeah. Get the key out of the drawer.
Get the license plate.
Let him use the one that
get
everybody uses.
Get the license plate key.
Get the one that the Texaco one.
And here's the other thing. And I know we mentioned this yesterday, but we did not do it justice. And we have to revisit the Visa machine. Now,
yeah.
This is...
Right.
I want you to think about, in your mind's eye, a lawyer's office. And I'm going to describe this exactly as it was. That cherry wood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very opulent.
Right buzz gloss. Dimmed lighting.
Beautiful.
Ceiling lighting. Looks like antique furniture.
Expensive furniture.
Everywhere you go. Mm-hmm.
To give you an idea, they really had directional lighting just on their plant.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this was a decorator design.
Yeah, it's very, very upscale.
So once you get past the barrage of security and you get to this, you go, wow, you know, I think we're all agree we hate lawyers, but you have to stand back for a second and go, this is like where Donald Trump lives. This is beautiful. Well, what do they got in the middle? You see, you walk in, and there's a gigantic, like, Starship Enterprise-sized desk.
Yeah, they all have those.
Console. That
reception
this,
console.
That this
not all of them, but the downtown biggies have them.
Right. Yeah. This receptionist is behind it. Of course, it's all done with this cherry wood and mahogany, and she's hidden behind you, you know, like in the defensive crouch.
She can duck down.
Well, right in front of her is this big-ass, ugly Visa machine.
I mean, the kind of thing that you would see at the Home Depot where you'd swipe your card.
At a grocery store.
You would walk into a Home Depot, and I mean, this looked like you'd say thank you to these very high-powered lawyers, say thank you, we're going to leave your opulent office, and incidentally, would you like me to scan your drywall before you leave?
This thing, now listen, I know what it's all about, and there's no need to even start this. I'll play it anyway, okay?
Show me the money.
Okay, I know. And listen, I know that's why they're in business.
That's
hello?
Right.
I get it.
It has
they're
always
in business.
Been my opinion that at a certain level,
I'm just telling you,
lawyers send out bills.
Your decor stinks. That if your lawyers are still listening to the show today, your decor stinks. And I'll tell you why. I don't know a lot, but I do know this, that when you have a beautiful place like that, you don't junk it up by putting a big plastic Visa machine.
No, why don't you just put a shopping cart out front?
Right in the very front.
Why don't you have really like a candy dispenser? So if you want to buy some candy before you leave, you know, like the kids see.
Right.
I've never seen anything. Lawyers bill hours. That's what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And then you get the bill in the mail. That's how it works. I've never seen. The only ones that probably take the credit cards are the one that I wouldn't think that they would be the kind that you'd get, like in the strip mall.
Like guys on cops.
Right.
You know,
can you defend me? Well, do you have your credit card on hand?
What's your limit?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what.
Maybe they do. Who's to know?
Why don't you slide it through? Well, no way.
Right.
They only defend and
why would they possibly have that machine there?
Well, you know why? To get money.
You're not making any sense.
Of course I am.
You're losing your
to
head.
To get money. No,
you're saying they get money. They get money by getting their high-powered clients and sending them billable hours.
It's a tacky way of paying. For a lawyer, for a boutique law firm, and is that what they are? Are they a boutique firm?
I don't know what they are.
I mean, that's what I read in
the
John Grisham
firm.
Books.
Yeah. Do they sell money orders?
I bet they do.
I don't.
Lottery tickets?
I don't know.
That may be, like they say a client comes in and they say to the client, what's the client's way in? You know, we billed you the last 2 months, so would you like to take care of that right
Forget
now?
I don't have any clients like that.
The clients
but
are all
then
rich
why do they
guys.
Have the machine?
You know why?
You're just not making any sense.
You know why?
You're not answering my question.
Okay,
I'll tell you why. Because their bottom line.
Explain it to you like this, Mike. The bottom line is, even though it's a high-end, very, very
But
beautiful,
you just said they don't have any clients like that.
They don't.
You're contradicting yourself. You're losing your head.
No, I'm not losing my head. But you want even your biggest Wall Street tycoon to know when you come through the doors at Source, O'Meara, and Elston.
Listen, we're surrounding you with opulence.
But don't forget, Buster.
Yeah.
There's the answer right there. The Visa machine.
Your V-I-S-A-R.
Well,
your Visa machine.
It is the strangest thing I've ever seen in one of those type of law offices.
It's symbolic. And it was not even as small as the ones at Safeway or CVS or Home Depot.
It was
you know how cell phones have gotten so much smaller?
Right, right.
It was like the first edition of a card swipe machine that came out.
It was an old one, and it would look like it was that one that's on a little swivel.
And I'll tell you, I know the exact route, or I'm going to guess the route, that it came directly after back in the olden days when you go into a store with your credit card and they had that big almost stapler-like machine.
Yeah, they still use it in some places.
Yeah, they you would just
Pound that thing, press that thing down on your card.
Slide your charge card back and forth on that.
Sure, you can do the slider, the real one where you take that big stapler thing and put and press it down with a handle.
Yeah, they still have both kinds, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Mark, Don and Mike Show. Mark, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great.
Once again, Joe Ardinger has proved that he knows all and sees all, especially when it comes to bathrooms.
Joe.
All right.
Yeah, he is absolutely right.
All right.
He is absolutely right that we've had this in our office where we have found homeless people hiding in a closet in our office.
Well, I want any homeless people out there, if they're listening to our show today, first off,
sure,
thanks.
Yes.
Thank you very much, and thanks for getting yourself a transistor radio.
And second, the address is 10800 Main Street,
yeah.
Fairfax, Virginia.
Come on down, set a spell. It's warm and dry.
Here's all I ask. Don't hang around when I'm here.
Between 3 and 7,
Show up.
Go do your picking.
But other than
that, be out shopping in the afternoon.
Well, shopping to one person, picking
exactly.
to another.
Other
exactly.
than that, help yourself to everything. You know, I think you'll find once you gain access to this building, as everybody does,
mm-hmm.
you know, and incidentally, that's another thing you homeless people should know. The
right.
word lock does not exist at WJFK Radio.
And really, as far as our facilities are concerned, the Elvis shower... Perfect.
Yeah.
You've got two sinks in there.
Yeah.
You can really clean yourself up. You can give yourself a real nice quick once-over. And
you're going to find, once you get inside the building, homeless people, mm-hmm. and as long as you don't do it between 3 and 7 when our show is on,
right.
you're going to find all kinds of those little packages of ketchup that you like so much
mm-hmm.
and the little things of mustard and stuff.
Where are they?
They're upstairs in the conference room.
Oh, upstairs in the conference room. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Sure. Yeah, there's cable TV up there.
Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah.
Knock yourself out. Michael Hughes has an office.
Mm-hmm.
For God's sakes, we should rent that out to a homeless person. Michael Hughes is only in this building one day a week.
Man, that'd be very comfortable. It's well heated.
So come on down, homeless people.
We have the room.
The WJFK is now an official homeless shelter.
I hate to hear Joe, you know, corroborated. It drives me nuts, but it sounds like maybe he's right.
What did you do? I bet you weren't as open as we are going to be with the homeless people at your office. Right, Mark?
No, we called the police.
Yeah, see, no.
That's so cool.
Guy, we won't do that.
He found a new home, man. He wanted to stay.
And really, I don't think we should discount the job opportunity that might present itself.
You never know.
You come
well,
in here.
Well, if Peter picked up some work, I'd have put him on staff, but he just wanted
but
to
But here, I'm telling you, and Mike, you're absolutely right. Any of you homeless out there listening to us on your transistor right now,
usually on an average week, you know, 2 or 3 days, if you hang out here, just watch the front door,
mm-hmm.
and you'll see one of them going. And then just go right in and try to replace
you. You take his or her spot.
A lot of them have been offered weekend shifts.
And,
sure. Some have accepted.
And you're going to love this. If you're homeless, you're thinking about coming down to live here at this radio station and maybe eventually end up working here.
Mm-hmm.
Hygiene, not a problem.
No, not a problem.
As evidenced by the current staff.
It does not matter.
Yeah. Look around. You'll feel right at home.
It is not job one.
As around here, HMO means hygiene mighty optional. So
we are okay on BO.
we do not discriminate on BO.
So come on down. Anyway, you know, how ridiculous is this? And the other thing I had to tell you about the lawyers, being as we're talking about them here in their
mm-hmm.
office,
mm-hmm.
is that today I received a call from Line One, and he calls me up.
Rob.
Line One here. Called up. He says, Don, I want to let you know, the lawyer called,
mm-hmm.
the Sidney Pollack called him up,
right.
and said that he hadn't heard our show yesterday himself,
mm-hmm.
but that he had heard that we had a really funny show.
Yeah, he has somebody listen for him like a food taster.
And I said to Alan...
So he personally won't be contaminated.
Absolutely.
Yes. I said to Alan, well, tell them thanks. I mean, I don't know what they were expecting yesterday if they're going to take the
right,
and he's got a jacket.
And if they happen to, you know, listen for about a half an hour and they drop dead, then he gets another person in there to listen.
And we were so worried he wouldn't like the show.
Yeah. Nice Visa. Nice Visa machine.
Thanks so much.
Nice men's room key.
Thank you for visiting. Sorry you couldn't use the private men's room. Swipe that card on your way out, will you, please?
And hello... No validation, right?
No.
No validation. No.
Parking down there, God.
Forget it.
I think that we had 8 people, we had 8 different parking lots.
Mm-hmm. I cannot believe that there's a homeless person that lives in that building. That can't be the reason that they locked it, that they locked that bathroom, because they're worried about homeless people.
And incidentally, if you want to get people to stop driving the oversized SUVs, just mm-hmm. have them to go down and try to park in downtown Washington.
Robbie, how many spots did we go to?
Like 5.
Robbie and I went like 5 different garages.
I did 3.
Yeah. 6-8. It's like if you're
especially when the guy when I heard this this sound on top of my car that sounded kind of like peanut brittle, and the guy came around the corner and went, no, it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
You're Yao Ming. There's no way you can get in. Hold on. Yao Ming is 7'4". How big is Shaq? 6'9"? It's smaller than that.
The one I was in, one was 6'2".
Wow.
And the one that I was able to barely get in was 6'6".
And then, I didn't even mention this yesterday. God, I'm so embarrassed to tell you this. I've lived here.
Of course, I didn't mention that. I wasn't driving an SUV. I was driving the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
Well, man.
It just would not fit.
Were you using the speakers?
Yeah, of course.
Mommy, mommy. I've lived here my whole life. Right. I mean, I've worked everywhere, but I've lived in D.C. I know D.C. I got down to the lawyer's office yesterday, and Rob called me up and said, "Where are you at?" And I said, "I'm here. I'm looking for a place to park." He said, "Well, I'm standing out front." I said, "All right, I'll pick you up." So then Rob gets in the car, and I start chatting with him, and we're looking for a garage that my car can get into.
Right.
I got the big gas-guzzling SUV. So we find a garage, and we go, and then we get done with the meeting, and we leave, and I realize I'm downtown, and I really don't know what garage my car is in. I've not paid attention because I've been so wrapped up in my conversation with Rob.
And I'm not going to scold you.
Why? Did
same
you?
Thing? The exact same
oh
thing.
Oh, my God.
I went around the block 3 different times on the wrong side of the street and then realized finally that I had been circling the garage where my car was the entire time.
Wow. So I ended up calling.
Did you find yours? How long did after you left me?
30 minutes. Because I finally ended up calling the number on the stub.
Right.
And the lady, I said, it's like 1018 K Street. Mm-hmm. She said, "Yeah, right. 1018 K Street. Yeah."
Dennis was with you?
Yeah, right. 1018 K Street. I said, okay. Then I got there to 1018 K Street, and there is no such. And I went to another garage and talked to another guy who didn't really speak good English,
right,
who told me to walk 3 or 4 blocks another way. So, look, always be a lesson to you. Always remember where you park.
Because really, all the garages down there, and this is probably any major metropolitan area, they all look the same.
Well, here's the problem is, and they were telling me in a nice way that I'm dumb, because I parked in I remember this. Monument Parking, get it, Washington, D.C.?
Mm-hmm.
Monument Parking is the name of the company. However, the garage is in a building called the Millennium Building. So as you look, as you walk past, you see in real big letters,
right,
the Millennium Building. And then in very, very tiny letters on another wall, it says in real small letters, Monument Parking Garage.
Is your key on your little remote entry key, do you have a panic button on that? Where you can hit it and go. What you do is you hit the panic button and then you really stand in the middle of the city and you just string.
Yeah.
You'll hear it eventually.
See if
you can hear
right.
it. I think it's over there.
I get jokes. I get jokes. I get them. Where is it? Where's the car?
And that's the sound of Don's panic button.
Yeah, right, we got a break.
Bacardi Limon.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Cascabeles llenos de alegría. Oh, and fun is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
I don't know what's happened to my voice lately. I don't seem to sing well anymore.
Lately?
Anymore? Now, that's not very nice. I grant you, my voice isn't quite what it used to be.
It's exactly what it used to be. That's what's wrong with it.
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, The Best of Don and Mike.
That's right, and welcome back, everybody, to The Best of Don and Mike. I'm your host, Artinger here, the legendary Joe Artinger, with you on this fine Tuesday afternoon. Hey, I've just lost track of what I was going to say, so I guess I'll just say let's get back into The Best of Don and Mike. I know this has got to be one of the best of the best of. It's the Harry and Jeff Show on The Best of Don and Mike on the Westwood One Radio Network.
We got a guy on the line now. We're ready for it because we can't do the Mike and Mike Show and the Victor and Al Show.
Right.
Now we're going to be Harry and Jeff.
Right, yes, the Harry and Jeff show.
Mm-hmm. And here's the setup on this. Photographer flushing his talent away. Literally, a guy, and the guy's name is A-Rod. Adrian Rodriguez has been photographing colorful dyes as they drip into his toilet bowl to make what he calls toilographs.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
So let's interview him now, Buzz, when I hit the button.
I'm ready.
This guy's on the phone. Rob's already him prepped to be on the Harry and Jeff show.
Mm-hmm.
Harry Hitler and Jeff Dahmer. Are you ready, Buzz?
Yes, I'm ready.
And hold on, wait for the music, and here we go.
Live from the Westwood One Radio Network, it's the Harry and Jeff Show. Now, here are your hosts, Harry and Jeff.
Good afternoon, everybody. Drive time. 42 past the hour. How you doing on this? Sure, happy it's Tuesday. I'm Harry Hitler, and I'm Jeff Dahmer. Here's Jeff Dahmer with you on a good looking Tuesday. We're joined now by A-Rod. It's not the A-Rod.
No, not the A-Rod. His name is Adrian Rodriguez.
There is he. Hey, Adrian.
Yes, gentlemen.
Hello, how are you, sir?
It's a pleasure to have.
Always a pleasure to interview an up-and-coming artist, and we understand your art's somewhat unique.
Now, A-Rod, if I could call you that, you're not the baseball player.
No, I'm not a baseball player. I'm a photographer that actually created what they call, what I would call, a toilograph.
Now, a toilograph?
Here's all I want to study. We've recently had an edict come down from Infinity Broadcasting saying, but we have to watch the brand of collars that we have on the show. Hey,
and I think we should inform Mr. Rodriguez that this is right on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we ask you about how you make art with your toilet,
sure,
you got to make sure that you do it clean, because that's the rule we have on the show.
We can talk about your artwork, Mr. Rodriguez.
It's squeaky clean.
But it's really got to be... it's got to be veering away from any of the stuff that would involve a toilet in a normal situation. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
I understand fully, gentlemen.
Let me say hi to everybody, and remember, we don't work for you. 44 past the hour now, I'm Harry Hitler.
And I'm Jeff Dahmer.
Two for the road! His name is Ben. His last name is Lodd. He'll be on tonight. Ben will be taking your phone calls about the world at large after we're done.
And don't forget, with the new squeaky clean format here, we're going to have our fabulous spring scrubtacular coming up at the local YWCA as we get in there and really work on those floors and bathrooms.
Speaking of the YWCA, you turn that W upside down, that's an M.
Yeah.
And then you've got the crazy, kooky Village People.
YMCA. You like them there, Adrian?
Yes, I do.
Excellent. Smoke away, it's 45 past the hour chime time. I'm Harry Hitler.
And I'm Jeff Dahmer.
We're on the phone with A-Rod. Not the A-Rod. An A-Rod, a man from Pennsylvania.
Yes. And
who makes
fan.
Toilet art.
Tell us all about your toilet art.
Well, first of all, I had a problem with photography generally. I was at a standstill.
As do I. If I could mention, El Jefe will broadcast live from Haiti. That's tomorrow morning.
Oh, that's
live,
a hotbed of activity, isn't
live
it?
Live from Port-au-Prince, Haiti.
Yeah, the governmental situation down there would be in a standstill, Adrian. And yeah, it's a very, very difficult situation. But our very own bilingual individual, El Jefe.
Traffic and weather together coming up on the 12s. 45 and a half past the hour. I'm Harry Hitler.
And I'm Jeff Dahmer. We're speaking with Adrian Rodriguez, who does toilograph.
That's crazy. Tell us about it.
Well, first of all, I was in the bathroom at the time trying to get some inspiration.
Hey, I think we asked you, sir.
Not to work blue.
Don't work
family
blue.
Family show.
I understand. I'm keeping it clean.
What kind of paints do you use?
Actually, I use watercolors, basically food dyes that you get at supermarkets.
Oh, fantastic. That's great. Speaking of a supermarket, I'll tell you, I had a great meal last night, a chicken pot pie made by Mrs. Dahmer. It was delicious. I truly enjoyed it. Best meat I've ever tasted.
Was there a lot of bones in it?
No, actually, it was bone-free. We thoroughly enjoyed that, Mr. Rodriguez.
I'm trying to think of what Ma Hitler made last night. I'm not really sure if it was some type of Thai food. It was very hot.
Right.
I said... Wow, my mouth is on
retire with whatever this is. Yeah. It's better than my five alarm chili.
Oh, fantastic.
It was high. It was something. General
Tso's chicken?
No, they spelled it T-S-O.
General
T-S-O.
Oh,
Tso. General T-S-O.
Adrian, do you like Chinese food?
I love Chinese food, but I don't put any Chinese food in the toilet grass.
So tell us about your art.
Well, I actually put dyes in the toilet. I clean the toilet first.
We're chatting with Adrian Rodriguez. 47 past the hour at Chime Time. I'm Harry Hitler.
And I'm Jeff Dahmer, and I'm reading here. It says that when you put your colors together, they all blend together and turn into turquoise.
Well, that's the one called flush. That's
I love
the one that
guys.
I actually flush the toilet on. The rest of them are actually still in the water. And the most
I'm not comfortable with you talking about toilet water. I think we've been through this already.
This is true. I tell you, you're insisting on working blue, and that's not what we're all about.
It's clean.
I mean, it really is.
Don't forget, Ron Bennington will be checking out computer scams.
Fantastic.
So you won't get fooled again.
Don't get fooled again.
Traffic weather together coming up on the 12s. It's two for the road. 48 after the hour, I'm Harry Hitler.
And I'm Jeff Dahmer. Have I said it today? Hiya. Is it cold enough for you? We're talking with Adrian Rodriguez about his toilet art. It's known as Toilet Graphs. Tell us about it.
Well, I created the Toilet Graph because I was at a stalemate. I actually wanted to create something unique and inspirational.
Stalemate, yes, sir. Speaking of stalemates, if you'd like to check out the weekend programming, we're going to have a fabulous show. It's the wedding show with Rob Spiewak this weekend. Check it out as he talks about you and your stalemate.
Yeah.
We're talking with Adrian Rodriguez.
Let me just interject here for a moment.
Sure.
Not the A-Rod.
No, not A-Rod.
Another guy named Rodriguez. Adrian Rodriguez. And it's about toilet art. Now, I think we all know that the water cooler is exactly that. It is a water cooler. It's a topic that's off limits on the show. WC equals Ghostbuster sign.
Absolutely.
Who are you going to call? Harry Hitler, Jeff Dahmer, Good God Time. Now, 59 minutes past the hour.
I say here you charge $300 per photo.
Wow.
That's incredible. Where are you? Boy, that's a pretty steep, don't you think, Adrian?
Well, after this show today, it'll go up more.
Mm-hmm. You think so?
I think so.
Listen, I'm familiar with this thing, the World Wide Web.
Yep.
I don't go on it because I think that people are watching me through the computer and I don't want them to know my social security number.
You're right about that. That's how they can get all your personal information. All you have to do is log on once.
But I understand you have a website. I'm not advocating that our listeners go there. Let me mention, still 5:49 on the East Coast. It's 2:49 on the West Coast. Hi, everybody, and happy Tuesday. I'm Harry Hitler.
And I'm Jeff Dahmer, and I'd like to just back up what my partner's saying here. Don't go on that pesky Internet. They'll get every piece of information that you own, and they can make your life a living nightmare. And I really think that's it. But you do have a website, don't you, Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes, I do.
Hey, sir, can I ask you something?
Sure.
Do you like the show?
According to
the show. Do you like the show? No, not our show. I'm assuming you like our show.
Yeah, and we're going to have to ask you to wait.
Our show.
We're just going to have to ask you to wait to answer the questions until they've been asked.
Do you like According to Jim, the Jim Belushi show? That's our favorite.
Jim Belushi show?
We love
it. It's a program on the American Broadcasting Company, and it's called According to Jim.
I work 14 hours a day.
50 minutes past the hour now. I'm Harry Hitler.
And I'm Jeff Dahmer. We're speaking with Adrian Rodriguez.
I think what's amazing at this point in the interview is not the fact that this man makes toilet art, but the fact that he does not know about the fantastic laugh riot that is According to Jim.
According to Jim, one of the best shows on television. You say you work long hours. Can't you do your toilet art and watch television at the same time?
Well, according to Jim, is on primetime, isn't it, 8 o'clock?
Yes, yeah. Yeah. They're about,
right.
Yeah.
You're darn right.
Yes, it is. Yeah, you're working that?
That's tragic what happened to his brother, incidentally. I always thought his brother was so good, but why did he have to work so blue?
I'll never understand that as long as I live. And he just seemed to want to work filthy all the time, and there's no place in that.
And he was smoking and drinking and snorting and doing the things that he shouldn't be doing.
Just a bad man all the way around, but a funny lad.
At times.
I sure love the Killer Bees sketches.
They were good.
I found part of that offensive.
Did you?
Have you ever thought about a bee? Have you ever thought about what's like?
Oh, yeah, you're all hung up with the whole pollination thing.
I'm not all hung up. I'm an advocate of human life.
I understand you are. That's why when I was over at the Hitler's the other night, we were having a good one of those philosophical discussions, and I was very enlightened by it. And me and Mrs. Dahmer went home feeling very spiritually fulfilled.
The movie of the Passion of the Christ. Tonight, Reverend Charles Broyhill takes your calls on that topic. tonight on the Westwood One Network. It's now 52 past the hour. Listen, we're about out of time. Can we ask A-Rod, what is your website?
My website is www.arodphoto.com.
I just want to say it's a good day for the race.
Yes, it is.
The human race.
Always, every day, I'm Harry.
Hitler Show, yeah. Jeff Dahmer
Jeff
with you.
Dahmer.
Sorry, forgot. The name change. That's so good to be with Adrian Rodriguez. What a great time I had.
Well, thank you, Harry and Jeff. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Hold on just a second, my friend. As we go to break, hey, Buzz, let's go to a sponsor break right now.
You've been listening to the Harry and Jeff Show, brought to you by the law firm of Ephraim & Associates. Stay cool with the E&A legal team. Join Harry and Jeff next time here on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Until next time, I want to say, the clock on the wall says our time's about up. Try time is 2 after the hour. Until next time, gosh, from the heart of my bottom, this is Harry Hitler speaking for Jeff Dahmer and everybody. Oh, the Harry and Jeff get together. So long. Until next time, I hope that your times are good times. And all good times lead to times down the road. Time's bowed out. We got... Oh, is he still there? Hold on a second, my friend. Hold on a second. Our time is... Okay, see what he thought.
Adrian, thanks for joining. How did you think it went? You like it? Okay, we're going to sell a lot of pictures for you, and we'd like to book you again in the future. All right, bless you. Bye-bye, Ben.
He didn't want to stay on much longer, did he, Rob? He was done. He got it. He knew he was getting worse.
He was on his lunch break at Kinko's, so you think I'm kidding. He said it was wacky and enjoyable.
And here's the deal. Even if they get it, even if they know we're doing a little something, a little hinky there, they still want to get their product mentioned out.
Sure, of course.
And the goal, of course, is for that never to happen. What was great is how many times he restarted his story. Every time, well, I was at a stalemate.
Tell us about it. That's be 3 after the hour. You're right. The name change is sure. The only thing.
Yeah, tricky.
That's tricky because. I'm sorry. It's easier to say.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes. Right.
Made me some nice pie rather than to say Mrs. Hitler made me.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's a little different. It takes some getting used to.
We're fine.
Yeah. We're going to be fine.
Yeah. We're fine with that.
Fine time. Fine time.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I must not scream. I must not scream in front of them. I must say, I must not listen to my mind. I must not run off the set. I must not run. I must not run. I know I'll break down. They'll find out I'm weak. They'll find out I'm in pain. Oh, God. What God? I will break down, look like a fool, an idiot. They'll find out I can't act. Can't act. Can't act at all. End of the vision. Well, there must be a way out. And my mind is telling me. There's a way out. You get a nice, cool gun.
We'll talk with Phyllis Diller and continue with our panel right after this. Don't go away.
The Don and Mike Show. If you haven't heard it, it's new to you. If you have, shut up and listen anyway. The best of Don and Mike.
That's right, and welcome back, everybody, to the best of Don and Mike. Now, before we get into the best of Don and Mike, we got a little something from you, from Access Hollywood for you tonight. For tonight, December 21st on Access Hollywood.
Will Nicolette Sheridan soon be a desperate housewife in real life? And why was Cate Blanchett on edge about her performance in The Aviator? We've got two Golden Globe nominees next in the Access Hollywood update.
Ah, good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
How can I help you this lovely morning?
Well, I need a turkey.
Good.
Enough for 8 people.
Ah, this one ought to do the trick. Let's see, 22 pounds, it comes to $38.50.
Looks good. Now, can I get that with 0% financing?
What?
Or maybe $2,000 cash back.
Lady, I'm a butcher, not a banker. How about a free turkey baster?
Remember, great deals like these and more can only be found at Kia's year-end event. 0% financing, cash back, great deals on the entire Kia line. Like $2,000 cash back on the 2004 Sorento, the rugged midsize SUV with a 3.5-liter V6 and Kia's unsurpassed 10-year 100,000-mile warranty. Because only Kia can offer stylish, well-equipped cars for a lot less than the competition.
Okay, how about a 10-year warranty?
How about giblets?
So hurry. Kia's year-end event ends January 3rd. Only at Kia. Cash back from Kia Motors America. Short-term financing available to well-qualified buyers through qualified lender. Must take delivery of retail stock by 1305. See retailer for warranty and incentive details or go to Kia.com.
Hi, I'm Billy Bush with the Access Hollywood Update, and TV's bad girl Nicolette Sheridan is counting her blessings this Christmas.
I have this Golden Globe nomination. I have the sweetest, greatest boyfriend in the entire world.
Nicolette's been dating her Swedish boyfriend Niklas Söderblom for a year now, but she's not desperate to become a housewife just yet.
We'll see. Soulmates. Feels like we've known each other forever.
And on Christmas, Nicolette will be in Aspen. But desperate fans will get their fix when the NBA runs all Fab Five ladies in a less controversial ad.
It's a very low-key, non-controversial, America should be fine with it.
And another Golden Globe nominee, Cate Blanchett, captures the essence of Kate Hepburn with her stunning performance in the Howard Hughes biopic, The Aviator.
It was really daunting and a bit overwhelming, trying to sort of embody Hepburn, so I'm really pleased that it's been embraced.
For all your Hollywood news, click on AccessHollywood.com.
Access. The Don and Mike Show.
And now that we've paid the bills, don't forget to tune into Access Hollywood tonight. Let's get back into the best of Don and Mike. Hey, where are you listening? No, really. Where are you listening? That's what Don and Mike want to know. I'm the best of Don and Mike.
Where are you listening? And we're giving away a great prize today. A trip to Las Vegas. I guess in theory you could come out. If the trip is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, what does it say? It's two-night, three-day. That would be Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That would mean come out and see us do the show.
Cool. Absolutely. And we urge all our people in Las Vegas to come out and say hi.
Yeah, right. We'll find out where we're going to be inside Mandalay Bay. But we're doing the show next week from Vegas. Here's your chance to join us and go to the fight. We just need to know, where the hell are you?
And I would tell our people...
where the heck are you?
I would tell our people in Reno, and maybe even somewhere, if they want to come down and
see. Where are the AG double toothpicks are you? Where are the AG double hockey sticks are you?
You know, I'll say it out loud, Don. When we do our broadcast from Las Vegas...
Yes.
You live in Sacramento, you want to take a road trip, come on down and see us. It's nice.
Can we isolate that?
I'd like to see it. I'd love to see it.
Rob says.
And who are you?
I'm Mike.
Mike who?
Mike O'Mara.
So will you say it louder, please?
Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Mike. All right. Where are you? What, Rob, we don't really have time for...
restate it. I'm Mike O'Mara, and...
I'm Mike O'Mara, and I'd like to see everyone join us in Las Vegas from Sacramento.
Okay. Now, thank you, Mike. We have less editing to do now.
Yeah, all right.
Thank you. Where are you listening to the show? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hi, who's this, and where are you listening?
This is Gavin, and I, believe it or not, I'm at the intersection of Lee and Old Dominion counting cars. This is my job.
You're counting now. Oh, you're one of those dudes on the side of the road with a vest?
I don't get a vest. I get to sit in my little white marshmallow of a car with a mechanical clicker and count cars that go by.
Gavin, do you know anybody named Johnny or Jerry?
I do know a Jerry.
All right, that's going way back.
What about Johnny?
I know a Johnny, but not the count cars.
Wouldn't be familiar with a parakeet named Golden?
No, sir.
Well, you sound like a friend of Johnny and Jerry's. You are sitting and counting cars. Who are you counting cars for?
Daniel Consultants. The company run out of Columbia. But right now I'm in Arlington.
Let me think about this.
Oh, too bad.
You know, if you do that in Las Vegas, they'll throw you right out of town.
Mike, that's cars, not cards.
Never mind.
Oh. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, this is Rocky. I'm driving an 18-wheeler I-5 in California from Sacramento, and I've got torpedo heads suspended on bungee cords, 10,000 in each trailer.
You have torpedo heads. Now, who is it that has you driving torpedo heads?
It's good.
It's from one military base to another.
Wow.
What are the names of the military bases?
Well, I can't say either one. I've got an escort in front, an escort in back, and the flags and all that stuff.
I believe him. Yeah. I believe him because is that how you transport them with bungee cords?
I don't know.
Because you go across the bounce, you'd explode.
Doesn't it seem, though? I mean, you use bungee cords to hold down your bicycle on the back of your car.
No, I think they're suspended from bungee cords so they don't
bounce
at all.
Yeah.
They're actually just suspended so they don't make contact with anything.
So you are driving a truck that contains warheads.
Yeah, 10,000 in each trailer. 10,000 pounds.
They're not nuclear warheads, are they?
Geez, I hope not.
All right, so the warheads, and there are how many cops are around your truck right now?
Well, I don't have cops. I have military police. So,
yeah, same difference.
In front, one behind.
One in front, one behind.
We got a panel of the ordnance here. You know?
All right, hold on a second. You're a finalist. Hold on.
That's Rocky. He's driving torpedo heads.
And Rocky, drive careful.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
That's great. Hello.
Hello, this is Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
How are you? I'm calling from an embalming room.
You are so very. Carrie, you're in an embalming room?
I am.
Why are you shaking your head, Mike?
Crap detector.
You don't believe him? Well, let's give him a second.
Okay.
Let's just give him a second. What is the name of the place?
It's in the Baltimore area. I don't want to give the name of the place.
Okay. What did you do today?
I embalmed two bodies, met with the family, and other funeral directors had services.
Can you tell me a little bit about the embalming process?
Sure. Where do you want me to start? The beginning?
What's the key ingredient in embalming fluid?
Formaldehyde.
Pretty basic.
Yeah, but you could have seen that on CSI.
Sure.
I could have, yes.
Mm-hmm. You ever do anything with anybody that was dead? You ever do anything freaky with them?
No, but that is the main question anytime you go out.
Mm-hmm. When you come home, do you smell like death?
Actually, I smell like embalming fluid. I have to shower when I get home.
Really? What kind of training does the job require?
Well, you have to go to school, but you have to do an apprenticeship at any funeral home you work at. Each state's differently, though.
He's good. If he's lying, he's good.
I know that your crap detector's pretty good. But listen, this guy's not going to win anyway. He's up against torpedoes and explosives. But I think we keep him in.
All right, what's your name? Carrie?
Carrie.
Carrie in the embalming room. So is that in the basement?
It is in the basement, yes.
Right. The Giants building. Hold on a second, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, hello.
Hi, who is this and where are you listening to our show today?
My name is Angie. I'm listening to it from my car in Sacramento at the community college parking lot.
And what is so amazing about that?
I just got high, and I'm listening to the Don and Mike show, getting ready to go to class.
So
it's something Bart might do.
We want something.
Did you say something Bart might do?
Yeah, Bart might be doing it.
Why are you bringing my kid into this? I mean, you're right. He might be, but why bring him into this?
Example of someone who might be doing the same thing?
Well, she might be using poor judgment because she's high.
That's right.
are you on your way to Kicksville right now?
Yes, definitely. I think
forget it, man, and get with the countdown.
What
square world and blast off for Kicksville.
What class are you going to attend, Angie?
Philosophy.
Philosophy.
You know, really, there are worse classes you could go to, huh?
Yeah. Well, and Angie, listen, you're boring, but also, you know, how dare you?
Of course.
If my son is getting high down in college.
Just because Angie's been bitten by the cobra, no reason to bring family members into it.
I can find out on my own.
But Mike would love to see you in Las Vegas.
Yeah,
you're reducing conditions.
Don and Mike.
Touche.
Touche, Rob. Hello, Don and Mike show. And unless, of course, you happen to be a friend of my son's calling from his college, then please call me on the special line, on the secret line.
Sure.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Call me on my 800 number. 1-800. Is Bart being bad? That's like the things I've seen on TV now that drive me nuts on all the stations, where they want you to snoop on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And it used to just be, if you see news happen, get out your camera and call channel whatever, XYZ, Eyewitness News.
Right.
Now it's, is there anything suspicious going on?
Right.
Call the tip line. No names will be used.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you how many times I've called Channel 5 and I've just said, investigate Alan Line 1. Line 1.
Spell the name for them.
LEINWANT. BATNEWS. And there would be other words that I would use, but I couldn't use them now.
Right.
I could have 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I could have started something,
mm-hmm.
but I won't.
Of course.
Listen, where are you listening? Hello?
I'm on the corner of Main Street and Cemetery Drive in the small village of Burkittsville, Maryland, a.k.a. the home of Blair Witch.
Right. Eat one. Right now. Open up and eat one.
Yeah.
Hello.
He's all proud of himself. Thinks he's a winner.
See where they made the Blair Witch Project.
Josh!
Josh! Eat one. Hello. Get bent. Eat one. Don and Mike. Hello. Pound sand.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Don and Mike?
Yes, where are you and where are you? Who are you? I'm sorry. Who are you and where are you listening?
I'm Mike Fisher from Canada. I'm just doubting that guy that said he's transporting a nuclear warhead.
He didn't say he didn't say nuclear. He said they were torpedo heads.
Well, whatever it was. He said he was driving an 18-wheeler, but there's you got your front axle, your two back axles, and he said on each trailer, 18-wheeler has only one trailer on it.
I don't follow this guy, but let's put him on with the guy with the torpedoes. Rocky?
Rocky, we got Mike from Canada.
Hold on, Rocky.
Yes.
Rocky?
Rocky, how are you?
Oh, just doing fine.
Good. You said you got a set of trains on, right?
I have dual trailers, two 28-foot trailers.
You're listening to Rocky.
Instead of a 53.
Okay, so the average tractor trailer, you got your steer axle, two drives, and on the average pup, you got one on the back of your pup, one on the front of the back pup, and the one up for the back of the trailer. That doesn't make an 18-wheeler like you said you drove.
I don't follow your question. I've got a Kenworth tractor, and I'm pulling a 20-foot trailer, a con gear.
Isn't it great when people argue?
Yeah.
Even when
sure.
we don't, I don't really even follow what they're arguing about.
I don't either.
I think you got your trailer out of 53.
What?
Your average 53-foot trailer is an 18-wheeler.
I'm sorry, guy from Canada. I have to rule for the USA here.
Yeah, I thought the guy from Canada was too cold.
Very weak.
I get it.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Hold on there, Rocky. Don and Mike show. Hello. Where's Mary?
Mary.
Hello, Mary. Mary, line four. No. How about this? Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi. Am I on the air?
Yeah. Who are you?
My name's Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. Where are you listening to the show?
I am in a rental car going down 95. I'm headed towards Philly. Well, I'm headed towards New York, but I'm in Philly, having just driven from Miami with three dogs and a talking parrot.
You say you're headed north?
Yeah, I'm headed towards New York.
What is unusual about the fact that you're listening to the show? Is it the fact that you're with three dogs and a parrot?
Well, it was the reason why I'm doing the drive that I thought was kind of unusual.
Okay, what
that you might appreciate.
All right, what's the reason?
What happened was I met this woman on the Clay Aiken message board, and we decided that, and sight unseen, I didn't know her. I invited her to my place in New York, and we decided to drive to Miami and Tampa to see the shows of Clay Aiken and Kelly Clarkson, and by the time it was all said and done, we had a huge blowout fight. Now I'm driving back by myself.
Okay, that's pathetic on so many levels.
My God,
I can't give you a trip to Las Vegas.
Can I ask you what's precipitated the fight?
Are you a Claymate though?
I was a Claymate, but I don't think I am anymore.
Wow. What got the fight started?
She said I was rude and self-centered, which I don't believe to be true.
I've only known you for 30 seconds, but I agree. Goodbye. Thank you for calling.
So long forever, Nicole.
Claymate. Here's Mary I was looking for. Hi, Mary.
Hello.
Don and Mike show. Where are you listening?
I am in Sandy, Utah. I'm currently in a trailer where an 89-year-old man shot his head off, I think about 2 days ago. I'm a crime scene cleaner. I restore these scenes. And I've been here for about 5 hours, and I've got about 3 more hours to go before I'm done.
You mean that you're...
Are you really like a CSI?
I'm not an investigator. I'm just a cleaner. I'm here after CSI.
Oh, so the body's gone.
Well, most of it.
Can you tell us what's still left?
When you have a shotgun suicide to the head, basically you just have skin, hair, brain, skull...
The man, it wasn't named Line One, was he? The man who took his life?
The people who paid me, no.
Oh, wow.
Their name was different. This guy, is he 89 years old, Line One?
Line One, yes, he's 89 years old.
Now,
it might have been him then.
Do you do this all the time?
I've been doing it for about a year. Here in Utah, the business is kind of on and off. I tend to have about 3 or 4 or 5 big jobs a month.
Wow.
So you're not a CSI, but you're a CS. You're a CSC. You're a client.
I'm a CSC.
You're a CSJ. You're the CS janitor. You're the CSM, the crime scene maid.
Exactly.
And do you have to have a special contract to do that kind of work?
You have to have special training, biohazard training, bloodborne pathogen training.
Wow.
Do you get a badge?
No.
You don't. Do you get a gun?
No.
Do you at least get something that like you could whip out at somebody's front door, like a picture ID that says you work for a crime scene lab or something?
No, but when I pull up in my truck, it says crime scene cleaners on the side. People kind of part ways and let me through.
I believe she's totally legit.
So mm-hmm. do I. Yeah. Hold on a second. We got some voting to do. Man, we got some voting to do.
Too.
Mike, I got as our finalist, and you tell me if I'm wrong, the crime scene lady.
Yeah, Mary, she's a crime scene cleaner in Utah.
Torpedo guy.
We've got Rocky. He's driving a torpedo head suspended from bungee cords in his trailer.
We got John, who's working with the dynamite.
He's in an explosives bunker somewhere near Baltimore.
And the guy, Kerry, who claims he's in an embalming room.
Yes.
Those are the four finalists. Are we going to do the voting on the air, or you want to write it down?
Let's do it on the air.
Listen, I know it's the freshest one, but I'm a sucker for CSI. I go with the crime scene lady.
There's no way I could disagree with you. I mean, if she's telling the truth, she's cleaning up after somebody's head was blown off.
It certainly would be easy enough to research. She was calling from Salt Lake.
Well, she also had answers that were very quick and I thought very honest.
Very easy to find out mm-hmm. if there's a Clear Channel radio manager in Salt Lake who's blown his head off recently.
Absolutely. Yeah, sure.
Buzz, how do you vote? And you feel free to vote anyway, Buzz.
Well, missile heads are strong, but a guy's head all over a trailer, that's stronger.
Yeah.
I go with the brain bit.
Absolutely.
Rob?
The bunker.
The bunker? Rob goes with the bunker. Well, Rob is...
Rob always goes with the bunker.
Rob is outvoted. Let's congratulate... What a shock. How could I even have asked you that? When I asked you that, I didn't even know how funny that was. Of course you'll take the bunker. On general principle, he'll take the bunker.
Of course he will.
Mary? Mary?
Yes.
Mary working at the crime scene, cleaning up a guy who had his head blown open.
And if she has to do that all the time, she deserves to go to Vegas.
Yeah. Now, Mary, congratulations.
Yes.
You won a 2-night, 3-day trip for two to Las Vegas.
All right.
To see the Sugar Shane Mosley fight. That's with airfare, hotel accommodations, tickets to the fight. That's another great boxing doubleheader from HBO. It's Mosley versus Wright on Saturday, March 13, 9:30 Eastern, 6:30 Pacific on HBO. We'll be out there doing the show from Mandalay Bay, so you should come by and prove that you really do work cleaning up crime scenes.
Well, do you want some teeth or some skull fragments?
Ah!
Hold on. I can get you a bullet. I find those all the time.
Yeah, bring a bullet.
Okay.
We have just gone to a website.
It's evidence. You can't take that.
Crime Scene Cleaners Incorporated.
You got it.
Crime Scene Cleaners provides comprehensive, fully compliant cleaning service for law enforcement, coroners, public service agencies, and the United States of America.
Man, I will tell you, Mary, you must have seen it. You must have a very strong stomach.
Homicide, suicide, accidental death... police vehicle cleaning, decontamination, blood and body fluid disposal.
Wow.
I do it all.
Wow, you do.
You're a tough lady, Mary.
You look at anything...
I don't eat meat, and I attributed that to this job.
Yeah. Wow.
You look anything like Mark Helgenberger?
No.
How about the other girl on that show? What's her name?
Georgia Fox. Georgia Fox.
Emily,
or how about Miami?
Yeah, Emily Proctor.
Emily Proctor.
You look like Emily Proctor?
I don't know who Emily Proctor is.
She's a gorgeous
Probably
blonde.
Not, though.
Beautiful blonde.
No, definitely not.
Okay, well, you're doing great work there, I think. No. Somebody's got
to
do it.
Well, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Pray for death, as we say.
Pray for death. Wow.
That's my motto.
We got to meet you.
Pray for death. Yeah. Mary, enjoy your trip to Las Vegas.
Well, I'll bring you guys some T-shirts with
Please
our logo.
Please do.
Oh, that'd be great.
Please do that.
All right.
Great.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for listening to the show in Salt Lake. And for all of the other guys that didn't get through, that didn't get the finals.
Yes.
That would be Rocky, the torpedo guy, right?
Yeah, John. Rocky, torpedo. John in the explosive bunker.
They were good.
Kerry in the embalming room.
They've all got the Curb Your Enthusiasm prize back. I'm pretty sure this comes with the DVD box set of the Larry David Show, Curb Your Enthusiasm, from HBO. And everybody also gets the Sopranos prize pack, including the Tony Soprano robe, Hell Hath No Fury, Like the Family. That's the Sopranos, Sunday night at 9, Eastern, 8 Central, only on HBO. And we thank everybody. That's how you play Where Are You Listening?
That's a new leader. I mean, that's a big one.
That's a good one.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown.
Right.
Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville.
Here we go.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I mean, cool because we watch CSI. I mean, I know it's gross and everything.
Well, it's gross, but I also respect her. Somebody's got to do that job, right?
Imagine that. After Grissom and all the rest get through, mm-hmm. Pogan, You're in there with the...
You just get the grunt work.
Yeah, you know. It's like, okay, yeah, we figured out...
Peel the body up off the floor.
We figured out who did this crime. Clean up that brain stain over there.
Oh,
and
my
where
God.
His kidneys and his intestines exploded. Clean that up, darling.
I do think I know which member of CSI she looks like.
Who?
The one-legged scientist.
God.
The coroner.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
With an estimated completion date of January 1995. The rest
So the plan, if I may, was to complete Hank's Look Around Cafe on August 23rd, this year. That's right, my birthday. Can't move my birthday back. What else does my jackass business manager have to say?
Mr. Kingsley, restaurants rotate when they are at the top of buildings. Your place is at street level. There is no view.
He does not get it. You see, the point is, it's not the view. The point is, when you eat at Hank's, you and your food are going on an adventure.
Maybe you should just forget the rotating floor and get the place going.
Forget the rotating floor. Come on, take a mess. Come on. Well, sir, thank you. But I am a visionary, so I'd like you to take your opinion and shove it right up your ass. Regards, Hank Kingsley. Fax that back to him.
But he's saying you don't have enough money to make it rotate.
Fine. Then I will get investors. Just so happens I am on a first-name basis with some of the most influential, some of the most powerful people in this business. So, get Chuck Woolery on the phone.
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, the best of Don and Mike.
Yes, it is the best of Don and Mike. Don and Mike are on vacation for a few weeks, and I'm your host, Artinger, here, the legendary Joe Artinger, with you on this wonderful Tuesday afternoon. Now, I played that Hank bit, Hank's Look Around Cafe, because what do we have for you right now? Well, it's a little bit on Mike's Look Around Cafe on the best of Don and Mike.
I'll tell you one thing that I smell in you, though, my friend.
Yes.
You know what I smell?
Here it comes. I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous.
I'm very nervous.
Now listen.
I'm scared.
You want...
I'm nervous in general.
You want free publicity, right?
Absolutely.
And the only way that I can really give you free publicity is, without them saying...
Right.
To charge you for commercials...
Exactly.
Is to have some fun.
Is to have some fun.
So,
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
What was that?
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
What was that?
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
It has been that since the beginning.
And what did you say...
I'm nervous outside of the radio show.
What did you say to me yesterday? You said, I believe on our show, you said... There will always be a table for you.
Yes.
At O'Mara's.
Right.
You always can have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Oh, no! That's all I'm playing into it.
You always can have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
And I don't even know I'm doing it that well.
That sucks.
Well, the
so what you're saying, I'm playing the type here is what I'm doing. I mean, I'm actually saying things that Hank has said. I've never done that before.
Here's a behind-the-scenes moment now. You're going to have to...
You want to come out and look at my car?
You're going to have to change. You're going to have to change some of the pretext here where people are talking about Hollywood stuff. Mm-hmm. This would be, let me just set this up. This is people talking about radio, saying, oh, we're having all these problems with the FCC, but we're talking to our attorneys, and, hey, we got some projects coming up. And then Mike would say...
You look tired. Yeah, I just... I've been burning the bulb at both ends, that's all.
Oh, man, I know what you mean. I'm doing the Fox movie right now.
Just try opening a restaurant sometime.
There you go.
Oh, Hank's God. Look Around Cafe. Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Having said all of that, hey now.
Yeah.
Mike, would you like... come on, it's here.
I'm nervous.
Let's hear it.
Talk
about it.
I should point out that this place has been open... Since I got involved with it.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
In November. I've been involved with this.
But there's something big happening next week.
Yes, on St. Patrick's Day. I am putting my name on the fine establishment.
Yay.
And I'm, I... feel the same way I would feel with anything you were going to do.
Look around, cafe.
I've got, I feel, you know, not because, I mean, I know you're going to do what you're going to do. I think outside of that, I'm right now, I'm nervous right now.
Nervous about the restaurant opening?
Well, I just talked to a reporter today, and, you know, that's
not
always
allowed
nice.
To in your contract.
Yeah, about the restaurant I did, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with anything else.
You didn't talk about the FCC, did you?
No, I did not talk about the FCC.
Just a little heads up to whoever at the FCC who it is who's listening. And Buzz, when will you have that name?
You know, it turns out it's going to be another month. It takes like 90 days for them to release the transcripts.
Anyway.
Another one?
No, we found out of the five.
Yeah.
There's one that doesn't like us.
Really?
One of their assistants, actually.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, guess what? FCC, we know you got someone who doesn't like us. Guess what? We're doing a show now that you don't have a problem with. You stink. You really stink. You stink like stink, 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 stink. You stink. You have bad breath. You have VO. You're the FCC. We're on a witch hunt. You're on a witch hunt.
Yep.
Go look somewhere else, you creeps.
Right.
You dummies. You stinkers.
Well.
Take your mind off your problems, FCC.
Thanks. Look around, cafe.
So I mean,
get yourself a nice burger.
So I guess did I violate some major rule by talking to a reporter about the restaurant?
I don't know, but I'll stand behind you, Mike.
Thank you, Don.
If they want to fire you over that, I'll stand behind you.
Thank you. You'll go down with me like I would have gone down with you on many times. We're still brothers in arms here.
Sure.
That's the way it works.
Absolutely.
Well, then you will always have a job as a greeter.
Oh, you're always going to have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around.
Not necessarily a table.
That's not what you told me yesterday.
I said a table.
Now listen, let's get down to some brass tacks here.
All right.
I'm willing to take this as far as you're willing to go.
Okay.
The name of the establishment is?
O'Mara's Irish Pub.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
And inside, if you deliver it to me as a... I've already taken one thing you gave me and put it on the wall there.
Oh, there's a Red Sox clock, right?
I will put another thing in there if you provide me that. I will put Look Around Cafe.
I told you, I've already ordered you this sign from the same company that where I got the Boston Red Sox sign.
Then consider it done.
There are signs that make restaurant... There are people, businesses, that make restaurant quality neon signs.
Sure. I'm not blowing smoke. The Red Sox clock that you got me for Christmas is my favorite item in there. I love it. I absolutely love it.
I'm humbled.
That's not going to work, incidentally.
What?
Flattering you will not work. I know that. Yes, proceed, please.
Tell me, Mike, for today's modern nuclear family,
mm-hmm.
you have a mom, dad,
right.
The babysitter, perhaps, because it's a split marriage, or mm-hmm. or maybe there's extra kids from other
people. You mean like
marriages.
A nanny, Don? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe there's a nanny. Maybe you got a couple of kids. Or maybe you're just a young couple, like a... Or Buzz and Marcia, who frankly don't want anything to do with children.
Right.
Where does Brady's, O'Mara's.
Thanks. Look Around Cafe.
Draw the line on children.
Yeah, where? When you say draw the line.
If someone was to come in.
Stroller policy.
Now, is it a bar restaurant? Is it a restaurant bar?
It's both.
But it's very important.
What would be a bar restaurant?
Is it bar restaurant?
Pub and restaurant would be the way the order. I mean, it would be pub and restaurant.
Now I like a lot of the things that I see in my theme restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Will your waitresses be wearing all of those pins like they do in TGI McGillicuddy's?
Unfortunately, no pins are going to be allowed.
That's called flair. You don't have the waitresses wearing flair.
If somebody wanted to put flair on, a pin
are
here
aware,
or there, we will not be covered with those hideous pins.
Are you aware that... Well, let me simply ask you this, Mr. O'Mara.
Yes, Don.
Are you, in fact... Are you a de facto owner of this? Are you a front man, or are you hands-on involved with...
Thanks. Look Around Cafe.
With the Look Around Cafe. And I'm going somewhere with this line of questioning.
I'm not trying to be cryptic here, because I was cryptic with your first question, but I would be a little bit of both on that also. I do not run the operation.
Thank you, Mr. O'Mara. Thank you. Thank you. However,
next question, please.
However,
I'd like to elaborate, but I can't.
However, it is your name.
Yes or no answers.
However, it is your name on this... pub restaurant.
It is indeed.
So if I was to go in and have the breakfast special, and it
well, that would be difficult.
Well, or the luncheon special.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it was not the best meal
that you've ever had,
that I had ever had. And I went to my server, Brad, and I said, Brad, this is not the best meal that I've ever had.
Yes.
And I know that you're not offering a guarantee like an All-American?
No, I don't think we could do that.
But what is your stance there, Mike?
I can give you an example.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Since you bring that up, there were two examples about 3 weeks ago of individuals whose food did not come out on time.
Oh.
And I will tell you that both tables, and these were tables for two, total of four people.
Yes.
Their meals comped.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
So
that's very nice. That's how we make that good in there.
It is, really?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's important to know because that's a promise.
But there's not a guarantee.
From you.
I mean, I did that because I felt that that they were legitimate. So it's kind of a subjective call.
It's a judgment call.
It's a judgment call.
Now, how often,
for the purposes of argument, that'll never happen again.
How often?
Thanks, Look Around Cafe.
How often?
You know, I realize now I have to be very... Yeah. This is a tough interview here. Right. I have to be very careful what
how
I say.
How often will you physically be on the premises?
There's really no set amount of time that I will be spending there.
And then if I was to go to O'Mara's...
Yes.
Look Around Cafe.
Thanks, Look Around Cafe.
Because I enjoy the voice mimicry and the...
Now I have a question for you.
And the comedy stylings.
Is it Mike's Look Around Cafe? Is that what the sign
says? No. The sign says Mike's Look Around Cafe.
That's okay. I was hoping that was what it was.
What did you think it said, Hank?
When you said O'Mara's Look Around Cafe,
no, that doesn't sound right. No, it says Mike's.
Good. Good.
Like Hank's.
Because really where I'm putting it in the restaurant, I want it to be very separate from the...
It's not Kingsley's Look Around Cafe.
Very separate from the rest of the sign.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Right.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
You know, if you,
Mike's Look Around Cafe.
If you need an example, I know that Jag Haji has been to the restaurant.
With no offense.
Yes, damn it.
I would.
You didn't bite on that one.
I would rather the once your name is on the place.
Yes.
I think that the truth will come through.
Right.
On our show.
Right.
When your valued customers will call in.
Right.
And will say that they've enjoyed themselves, or they've found a piece of a tooth.
Yes.
Or you know, watch out for the rat.
I suppose that I have to subject
myself. Will you water down your ketchup?
To that, no.
Will you water it down?
I upgraded the ketchup. We had a lesser brand.
Tell me about the upgrade.
Well, the lesser brand was there. It was like this lesser brand of ketchup, and I noticed it.
What is the brand of ketchup now, Mr.
Heinz
Romero?
Ketchup, Mr. Geronimo.
Heinz 57?
Uh-huh. Heinz 57 sauce.
Restaurant style?
A1 there also.
Restaurant style? A1?
Well, we might have... Yeah, we have A1, I think.
Hmm.
I'm not sure. As I said, I'm not that hands-on.
What is the special tonight?
Oh, I do not know.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
How much would
I could find out for you.
How much would a martini cost me?
I have no idea. I really don't know. I don't. I don't know.
Can you eat peanuts and throw them on the floor? Absolutely not! Would there be any kind of entertainment?
Yeah.
What? Name it.
What, tonight?
No. Is it a show place?
It's a show bar.
Is it a show bar?
No, it's tonight. There is no live entertainment.
What night is the wet t-shirt contest?
There is no wet t-shirt contest.
There is no wet t-shirt contest.
No.
So when you go into O'Mara's,
yes.
What's the problem with that?
Let me see. How do I put this the best way? Let me see.
But you're opening a business. Mike's Look
Around
Cafe. I'd
rather not go there, but I will tell you that I, you know, no, of course not. We would never have a wet t-shirt contest.
I understand.
As a matter of fact, with this place...
You're a law-abiding citizen.
I probably have to abide by the law more than most people.
Mm-hmm. Okay, understand.
In fact, we're very letter of the law. That's one of the things, you know, when the proper authorities were granting me the privilege of
Look Around Cafe.
Being involved in this, you know, I'd be lying if I didn't say that our names came up.
And Mike, I've got to ask... on behalf of all those listening, how will this impact your daily routine here on our radio show? How will this?
You know, I may be 1 or 2 minutes later arriving, and I know that...
is that possible? Is that possible? Because then you would be pulling dangerously close to actual show time.
For anybody that has that problem, they would know that I have been involved with this since November anyway, so it has not changed anything.
No.
It hasn't changed anything, because really, I, you know, I'm very confident that I have people there that are doing a very good job, but if I can answer you honestly, I don't have any idea what I'm doing.
So you have no idea what you're doing?
No, I do.
How much is a steak?
A steak? I don't know.
Well, what type of steak?
I don't know. We got filet, and now that I know, we have filet, and we have...
Do you have mad cow?
We have, I hope not.
Do you have mad cow? What if I came and said, I want mad cow? What if I came and said,
I think you could order that at the bar.
You don't have mad cow. I come in.
If you have a problem with mad cow, we have chicken.
I come in to see the funny man. Where's the funny man from the radio? I come in to see him.
If I'm there, I'll come over to and say hi.
Will you? Hey, here's the funny man. Now, do the voice of the guy.
I'll do that.
Do the voice of the guy that I like. Come on, do it for me. I like it so bad.
I'll do that.
I like it so bad.
I'll do that.
Do it for me right now.
I'll do it.
I like it so bad.
Some have said that they are, and you might find this interesting, that I am more receptive to that at different parts of the evening, if you know what
right.
I mean.
But I thought you had stopped drinking.
Well, I haven't had anything to drink in, is it 15 or 16 days?
Let's say 16.
15.
Congratulations. That all changes next Tuesday. Is that a Tuesday or Wednesday? What's the opening day of the Look Around Cafe?
St. Patrick's Day.
17th. So that's Wednesday.
March 17th.
That's right. The day it all ends.
But I have done what you just said. I've done that, I think.
And why should our listeners...
I've done Charlie for somebody in the middle of the restaurant, screaming at the top of my lungs, humiliating myself, but knowing
okay, now
that
let's...
unlike my other venture, which was a hobby... That this is a venture that I'm trying to...
Give me some restaurant background.
Be very, very successful. Nurture.
Okay.
So I will...
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
I will sacrifice my dignity and for the good of the business.
So here's the scenario.
I'm very serious about making this thing a success.
So you come over and I say, I like me to die that retard guy. So you did that. You did the try. And then we go.
Right.
Everybody at the table goes, oh, thank you, Mike. That was great. Hey, Mike, I really didn't like my bacon cheeseburger tonight.
Well, unfortunately, I would have paid for that if you hadn't made me do that impression. So, unfortunately, you're going to have to pay full price, and I'd like you to leave.
Hey.
I'd like you to leave now.
Hey, where's the dartboards, man?
We took them out.
What happened to the dartboards,
we
dude?
We took them out because you wanted them, and now I'm damn mad that I did that impression for you. Get out. Be gone. You can go out. Here's the line. You can go out the front door or the back door. It's up to you.
What's the square footage of this joint?
I don't know.
Come on.
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
I don't.
Mike, hold on.
Thanks. Look Around Cafe.
Is it as big as a McDonald's?
Yeah.
As big as McDonald's?
Yeah, bigger.
Bigger than McDonald's?
Yes.
Bigger than the McDonald's that has the outside play area for children?
Yep.
Wow.
Really?
I think, yeah.
So it's big?
It's decent sized.
So it's big?
I can tell you the capacity.
What's the capacity?
199 people.
199.
Wow.
Hmm. 199. 199er.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to fill that baby every night?
Oh, I wish.
Be nice, but...
Yeah. So what happens...
You're doing this off the top of your head, aren't you? This is just what's ever coming into your mind.
That's how I always thought I'd do this.
It. Very
how
good.
I always I've not
yes.
prepared anything.
Right. Right.
Would you say the food is mid priced or bargain priced or shishi?
It's mid priced.
Mid priced.
That's good. Mid priced food.
Good.
Mid priced. It has to be because there's your name on it.
Look Around Cafe.
I wish I had prices ready to go. I'm really not good at all that stuff.
You should have had that. So the sell job is that you can come down and you can see Mike, and Mike does the impressions, and what you walk from table to table.
No. I walk.
Almost like in Hollywood.
I walk table to table. I say, I greet people. I seat people.
A strolling mimic.
I bust tables there before. I've taken stuff back to the dishwasher. I haven't cooked any food, and rest assured, I probably won't be doing that.
No, that's not true.
I did cook food one day.
How many nights a week will you be at the Look Around Cafe? On average.
Average, probably four. I'll be at the place, four times a week. That's not true, because I haven't done that since November. I would say safely three nights a week.
Is there any night that it's just a lock, a guarantee that you'll be there?
No, there's not.
Could be any night.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay.
I try to get there when I can, and I don't run it, so I mean,
it's your name on it, though.
It's my name on it, and I care.
Thanks. Look Around Cafe.
Quality is job one.
Quality is job one.
Absolutely. Excited about it.
How do you feel about botulism? What's your take on botulism?
I'm anti-botulism.
Are you going to have the signs saying employees must wash hands?
Yes.
How do you enforce that, Mike?
We police the employees constantly.
How do you do that?
We have security cameras staring at them 24/7.
What if I see, not that this would happen in Look Around Cafe, but my waiter or waitress, and I notice something under their fingernail?
No, immediate termination.
Immediate termination?
Absolutely. You go in there.
And is my meal comped?
Your meal would be comped, yes.
Really? So if
your meal.
My meal.
Yeah.
You mean my wife's meal would not be comped, even though her plate was touched by the same filthy hand.
Or I would comp your wife's meal, but not yours. One or the other. But the individual would, it'd be right to a nail clipper and a complete, manicure rehabilitation program.
And you do all the voices that I want?
For you?
No, not for me, your buddy. For me, yeah, and anybody
out there. I know where you're going with this, and I will not fall into your trap. I will,
No, here's the thing.
In fact, I would say I'm not really down on doing the funny voices at the table. You know what I mean? I like to say hi to everybody.
So I get it. You're going to be like Michael Jordan. Okay. Are you saying it's going to be like you go to Michael Jordan's restaurant and you walk in and you go, oh, there's Michael Jordan's basketball, Michael Jordan's jersey.
Right.
But Michael Jordan's never really there.
No, I'm going to be there a lot. No, I'm there a lot.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
No, I am there a lot. I came from there today.
Came from there today.
I came from there. I'll be stopping there tonight.
So in an average day, keeping in mind that you spend 4 hours, 4.5 hours here a day.
Right.
How much do you spend more time? You have to be. You spend more time now at the restaurant than at the radio show. Close.
Not necessarily. Will that change
when you have to be the host of the most?
No.
It will not?
No, I'm...
Well, then how can you keep your promise?
What do you mean?
To be there 3 to 4 nights a week.
Well, I am there 3 to 4 nights a week, but I'm not there,
all night.
8-9 hours. But, I mean, there were times during this that that the total outlay, I've doubled the time that I spend here.
Free-range chicken?
No, Don, I'm sorry. Would you like me to consider that
no,
on the menu?
I'm just wondering. I'm just wondering. Mm-hmm. When I order a burger, does it come with onion?
I think it does come with onion. Yeah, they're different kinds.
I don't
of
like onion though.
You can order it without one.
Well, why do I have to order it without though?
Well, I mean, I think that when the server says to you, you're enjoying this, aren't you? When the server says to you, what would you like on your burger?
I say
the onion would be.
So it's up to me to say I don't want onion.
I think it's on the menu what's on the burger, and you can say without onion.
Is there a choice of cheese?
Yes.
What do you offer?
We offer Swiss, cheddar, American.
Can you substitute side dishes?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it family style?
What?
Is it family style?
No. You mean what? We bring everything out and lay it on the... No.
It's not family style. No, so it's not a family-oriented restaurant.
We have families in there all the time.
Mm-hmm. Do you show...
We have kids menu.
Oh, so you welcome children?
Yes.
So, Buzz, there's the answer.
Hey.
There's the answer.
Does that mean Buzz is out? Buzz is not going to be able to...
A stroller policy. Is there a stroller policy?
There is no stroller policy, okay. Nor will there be, Buzz. I'm sorry, but I have to draw the line somewhere.
You knew I had to ask.
You offer high chairs or booster seats?
There are high chairs and booster seats throughout the restaurant.
That's important to a father of two.
I understand, Rob. Yes, high chairs and booster seats.
And a choice of cheese.
Yes, now, do you have any other questions?
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Great. Mm-hmm.
I just urge anybody who doesn't know what we're talking about to find someone who has the Larry Sanders Show. And check out, what season is it, Buzz?
The second season.
Second season.
When Hank, the sidekick for Larry Sanders, was, and I emphasize, sidekick. One of my favorites.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
One of my all-time favorite terms.
I know you do.
What kills me is that I said you'll have a table.
You're always going to have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
You said it to me.
And then... You know, there it was, Hank saying it.
You guys gotta know, I have been dying for this, and I'm not done with this. I will formulate more questions now after the break. I mean, we'll move on with the show. We're going to talk to the lady that went up into space yesterday. Remember the lady that we had?
Yeah, I want to see if she survived the trip.
Oh, Christ, look, we're way too late.
Wow.
Look what your restaurant has done already.
It's screwing up the show, as I knew it would.
Already. No, Mike, you know what this is? This is pub.
This is pub?
This is pub.
Well, I'm
for your pub.
Counting on that.
Yeah.
Thanks. Look Around, Kevin.
I mean, there you go.
That's kind of like the only reason they let me in the deal, you know?
Right.
It's really all I had.
Remember, it's your name there.
You know, it would have been a financial thing, but unfortunately I don't have that anymore.
People will be eating Mike O'Mara. When they eat a steak, they're eating you.
Well,
when they drink a drink, they're drinking you.
It's an adventure.
Well, no,
you and your food
are going on an adventure. And what's the
story? I will also let you know that the reporter from the local newspaper that I talked to today, based on there was another time about the band when I don't think your name was even mentioned.
Yes.
I mentioned you specifically knowing
that, you know, and I will now from now on.
Well, I'm a supporter.
I know you are a supporter.
And I'm a supporter
but I look around cafe. I wanted to make sure. I wanted to make sure. That is sweat on those palms.
Oh, wow.
That is.
Because what I don't want to happen is I don't want this thing to something to happen and then you come in one day and say, aye, you know, it's like the restaurant, that's a tough business to get into.
It's very tough.
It's a tough business to get into.
It's very, very tough.
Very hard business to get into. A lot of turnover on that business.
Yes, tremendous.
Boy, oh boy.
And
risky business.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
You're going to do it.
High risk.
Yes. You're going to do it.
Well, it's been there a long time.
You're going to do it because your bacon is going to be crisper.
Yeah.
Right on. And you're going to water your drinks just a little less than the other guys.
Damn right I am.
That's right. And if you want Mike to do an impression, he'll come over.
I will.
Listen, book your kids' birthday parties at O'Mara's because Mike will come out and do the show for the entire group.
Wow.
And he's got a pony.
Thanks. Look Around Cafe.
We do have private parties.
We got a break. We'll do it.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you guys had shirts on when you came in here.
There's something happened to him, man.
Come on, Spicoli, just put the shirts back on. You see that sign?
No shirt, no shoes, no tie.
Right. Learn it. Know it. Live it.
The Don and Mike Show.
Like corn. Enjoy it a second time. Second time. The best of Don and Mike.
That's right, and welcome back to the best of Don and Mike, everybody. Hey, while I've got a chance, I do want to mention that you can go to Don and Mike website. What? DonandMikeWebsite.com and check out updates on the show every day. And you can get links to Mike O'Mara's restaurant. You can get links to my website where you can pick up this song, Mall Traffic, for the holidays. And you can also go to the store and buy all the great Don and Mike gear. So let's get back into the best of Don and Mike. It's Hank's Look Around Cafe, part two on the best of Don and Mike.
Before we quiz Mike a little bit more about his restaurant, and where is it now exactly?
I'm not giving a street address after that. No way.
Why?
Because.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Come on, this is your chance for free publicity.
It's in Old Town Manassas.
Is there an address?
Yes.
What is it?
I don't know.
Oh, come on, you know what the address is.
It's on Center Street in Old Town Manassas.
Center Street in Old Town Manassas.
Center Street.
You're going to thank me for this later.
I thank you for it now. I appreciate you talking about it.
This is something when Mike told me about this 6 or 7 months ago.
I appreciate it. Makes me feel. You know what it makes me feel like when you talk about it?
What?
It makes me feel like Hercules. I feel like Hercules.
Because
I killed my wife and I will kill you. I am Hercules.
It's the funniest thing because it's...
You know, the thing, you should tell the behind-the-scene thing. You've called me Hank for a million years.
Yeah, it is.
Ever since the Larry Sanders Show.
It's certainly not the representative of the way I feel about you all the time.
But it's... some of the time, and I think I am Hank-like some of the time.
You are sometimes.
I'm very much Hank-like.
You are. We love that
about
you, though.
When I have fights with different people on the staff, I think I can be Hank-like.
And a lot of times I've even said to Frida...
But I know I'm Hank-like.
I'll get home and she'll say, what was new at work? And I'll say, oh, Rob said this, or blah, blah, blah. Oh, and Hank was telling me about the restaurant. She said, you call him Hank. She said, how would you like if he called you Larry? I said... I don't care. She said to me,
and you would be like Larry.
She said,
a little.
Oh, because you think Larry's okay. I said, oh yeah, Larry's okay. Larry is nuts.
Neurotic.
Larry is nuts right. And neurotic.
But wouldn't you agree that there's a little of Larry in you, and there's a little
sure.
of Hank in me?
Absolutely.
I think it's. I mean, it's weird.
It's,
you know, it's
too
it's,
funny.
There are times that
life imitates art.
It does, and I think it bugs me a little bit. You know, because it just sometimes I think when I hear some of those Hank. Clips. It's
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
It's disturbing. It's highly disturbing.
Yeah. Listen, it's funny.
It is funny.
It's funny. I've been dying for 6 months. I've been saying to Mike behind the scenes, how's it going on the cafe, the Look Around Cafe? And they
right.
said, don't know about opening in March 17th. Don't know. They said, yep. Everything's okay.
But now we're open. It's just we're changing the name.
Right.
We weren't sure whether we were going to do that.
O'Mara's.
Yes.
That's it.
That's cool.
That's it. So, let me see. Oh, you offered bottled water? Because, you know, I'm worried about lead in my water.
I don't think we do.
How many brands of vodka do you have?
Lots.
Tons. How many heads are there?
Heads?
Bathrooms.
Two. I mean, there are two in the ladies' room and two in the men's room.
Is there a good sit-down?
That's the last piece of the puzzle. You brought that up.
Oh,
I'm real sorry. I got to be honest with you.
It's a part of my restaurant bar experience.
I have three brand new sit downs.
Is there a sink?
I have actually. There's only.
If I'm in a tight spot, is there a sink?
Yes, there's a sink. There's one brand new. I misspoke. It's two in the ladies' room, one in the men's room with a stand up.
So you do have one.
I have two sit-downs in the ladies' room and one sit-down and one stand-up in the men's room.
There you go.
And the thing that I don't have yet and that I don't think we're going to have will be the new partitions, a la the ones we got here, which is kind of bumming me out.
If you're sitting, so if I was sitting on the toilet, I have no privacy?
Yeah, we've got one in there. They're not the new
ones. No, but I mean, if someone was...
Oh, my God, yes, you've got partitions in there. They're old, and we're getting new ones.
I thought you were saying they would, like...
No, you'd be saying...
An empty room?
Like a prison cell?
Yeah, an empty room.
No.
The toilet in one corner,
no.
And a urinal in another.
No, and the ladies' room has two new sit-downs and a new sink.
Ah.
Two new sinks.
Nice.
Uh-huh. And it's got, but the partitions are old and need to be replaced, and that's what we're waiting for. And that has been hardest thing to get done.
What's up with your stool?
The stools that we have in there?
Stools, yes.
Brand new.
Brand new stools?
Yes.
Nice.
Brand new chairs.
Brand new chairs.
Brand new tables.
Brand new tables.
Brand new carpeting, brand new tile.
And this was because...
Brand new television.
This was because all of these changes were because...
Where are you going?
Well, I'm wondering, was there some agency that came into the prior management and said, what was that restaurant downtown? The Big Wong?
No.
They were constantly closing down?
No.
So Omera's Look Around, Mike's Look Around Cafe.
This was a spruce up.
Yeah. Hank's Look Around Cafe.
This was a spruce up.
Okay, well, good. Good, outstanding.
But I'm not happy with the partitions in the bathroom. I wanted those.
What else are you not happy about? 7 days before opening.
And not a question not happy. It's a question of things I'm going to fix.
Mm-hmm. What do you have to fix?
I got to put the TVs that I have. I have to lower them. They are right now sitting too high, and I want to bring them all down to
now. Why, Hank, are you doing this?
What?
Why is Hank doing this?
What do you mean, Hank doing it?
Well, I mean, or Hank or Mike.
Yeah.
Whatever name I'm using here.
Well, I mean, doing it myself? I'm not doing it myself.
You're not doing it yourself?
No, I mean, we're gonna all do it.
You're going to order, actually, say, even Hank ordered somebody to do that.
Well, I've done a little stuff in there. Not a lot of men. You know, I like you. You know, not exactly thrilled with manual labor.
Do you have a restaurant team together?
Yes.
And your chef?
Brand new.
Chef and his background?
Culinary Institute of America.
Hmm. I've heard of it. I've not heard of it.
It's in Poughkeepsie, New York.
Really? What's his specialty?
His specialty? He's good. He's good at everything.
Do you serve shake and bake?
No.
You do not serve shake and bake?
I still need a good ice sculptor.
Well, this is just, like I said, it's funny, and I'll get over it now, because it's art imitating life,
and
life imitating art.
And I am nervous,
around cafe.
And that's why I don't want to put any pressure on you, but I want you to know that next week for your grand opening,
mm-hmm.
all of your friends,
mm-hmm.
we will all be there.
Good.
We will all be there. So all
Patrick's
of us.
Day night.
Yeah. All of us will be there with our wives.
Yep.
We'll all come to support you.
Good.
And Rob is going to bring Julia and Robert.
Sure.
Since it's a family-friendly environment, I know that you'll
that
love
that particular night.
Well, Mike, it's St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah,
St. Patrick's Day.
It's going to be very busy.
There you go.
I'll get it better.
You tell the kids. Tell the kids. Uncle Mike said they can't come this time.
They come for for earlier in the evening for dinner.
Early in the evening.
We kind of switch over at about 10 o'clock at night. We go from being that dinner venue to an entertainment
an adult.
Not adult in the way you're saying it.
Not adult
entertainment or anything like that.
Is there a...
There's just live music kicks up. And
after 10 at night,
it gets a little...
is there a back room?
There is not a back room.
There is not.
Well, I mean, technically there is a back room. Okay, yeah.
So there is a back room.
Thanks. Look around, cafe.
There is a back room.
Twist that around. Well, there's an office.
Okay, an office, right. Does it have a desk?
Yes, it does.
It's a done deal.
It's an office.
That's a done deal. That's a back room. There you go. You know what that is, Mike?
Actually, it's got three back rooms.
You know what that is? Oh, my God, then you're going to need a manager. Because you know what that is? That is unreported cash in your pocket every month.
I wish.
Every month.
Right.
Nice front that you're running a restaurant in the back. You got some action happening back there. Next things you know, you got...
What do you mean, like a dice game and stuff like that?
Yeah, well, no. Hookers.
It's really not
dice.
That much room. It's a smaller back room than you might think.
Well, you don't need a lot of room for a hooker and for dice.
This is
not
true.
Not a lot of room. And then imagine that, you're partying back there, and you just say, hey, boom, 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 another one of those bacon cheeseburgers right now. And then you're back there and you say, oh, and yeah, and also tell Mike to come back and do Jack Nicholson for me.
I don't think I'm going to do that.
You're not.
And when somebody asks, I don't know how well received it'll be at this point.
Okay, good luck. We're behind.
I appreciate your support.
With the Look Around Cafe.
You have been a supporter of this, and I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
We'll see you there.
For goodness sake.
You know, part of the wall decor is from you. And,
I hope that it works out. I hope that it's a good success for you.
I'm 50-50.
That's good, because I'm really like 30-70. I'm just padding my numbers up to make you feel better. Really, it's more like 20-80. It's a tough business.
20-80 failure?
Yeah, no, 10-80.
Yeah.
10-80.
70% of all restaurants fail.
I am aware of that. Yeah. But how many of them
70%
have...
70% of all startups.
But hold on a second.
This would not be quite... This would not
Now, hold on. You're putting... See what you're doing there, Eric.
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
You're slapping the name of a beloved national treasure on the front of a restaurant.
Well, and it's not a startup. It's not a startup.
Right.
It's actually... It's been up and running.
Established.
Right. So it doesn't count in
you
that...
You just cleaned it up.
In that statistic.
You cleaned up what was there. You,
I'm very excited.
You tore out all the other stuff.
I'm very, very excited
right.
about
gotcha. This okay.
It was a dream of my dad's.
Mm-hmm. So here you go.
So I'm very, very excited.
And what happens...
He always wanted to have an Irish pub.
What happens if it goes down in flames?
If it goes down in flames, I'm SOL.
Mike, no, here's what I mean. Literally, you missed your
insurance.
Do you have insurance?
Yes, we do.
Do you have insurance? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Thank you for thinking of that. I appreciate that.
I'm just thinking.
God, I hope that doesn't happen.
If it doesn't work out... You
but
know,
if it
God
does.
Forbid, if you need a guy with a siphon, I do know how to siphon gas.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the few talents that I learned when I was a kid.
Right.
I do know how to siphon gas, and, well, we don't even have to siphon it. We could just go right to the pump and fill up a can.
This would be, I think you've landed on something that finally made me really uncomfortable. Yeah, I don't like talking about burning the thing. No, they're very scary.
Only if it really goes bad.
I'll let you know.
Okay.
You'll be the first person
okay.
I know.
Let me know.
We'll be just crawling around like John Belushi at night.
Codename Matches. We'll call that our match game plan.
Well, strangely, now that we've discussed the possibility of failure, I feel strangely at ease.
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
Like a great burden has been lifted off of me.
There you go.
Well, if it is a failure, you can rest assured it will be a public failure.
It won't be. Don't worry, you'll do great.
I'm very optimistic.
You'll do great because that's your life's calling. I do believe that.
I believe that, too.
I believe that.
One thing I've discovered during the whole... thing is, I kind of love it. I like being there. I like being there. I like being involved in it.
That's good.
I like being involved in it when I don't have to be. That's the only thing that might disturb me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somewhere down the road when you're off on a, like, cruise ship sailing the world or something and I'm there with an apron on.
Yeah.
You know, in a tank top, you know, back there. Maybe I won't like it when I have to be there.
Come on, you still
but I still dig it. I like it during the day. I like it at night. I like it all the time.
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
You know, I mean, seriously, you know one thing about me. Where is one of my favorite places to be?
Las Vegas?
No, in a bar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, in a bar. Well, of course, there's a bar in Las Vegas. I think you're always happy in a bar anywhere.
I love being in a bar.
Right.
But it's a bar restaurant.
How many times when we used to be up in New York, you know, would you, you know, retire and
I know,
leave
go,
me at the bar?
I know, and you'd go, even the dumbest ones, the Hogs and Heifers.
Yeah.
The most fuzzy.
We have a great time
we
in had Hogs
a great
and Heifers.
Time
you
Hogs
go to the
Heifers.
Biggest mook tourist traps in the world.
Right.
Well, congratulations. Mike, I wish you all the success of South of the Border.
Thank you.
And anybody driven on 95 knows what a draw that place
if
is.
If I have that kind of success, I'll be a happy man.
Yes, you will.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Dogs, can you hear me, dogs? Listen to me, Anthony. I got your head in a f***ing vice. Squash your f***ing head like a grapefruit if you don't give me a name. Don't make me have to do this, please. Come on. Don't make me be a bad guy. Come on. F*** you. This motherf***er. You believe this? Two f***ing days and nights. F*** me.
me, you mother my mother. Here's what you tell me. Mother you, huh?
Oh, God.
Give me the name.
Charlie M.
Charlie M?
Charlie M.
Charlie M? Ah. You make me pop your eye out of your head to protect that piece of Charlie M? You dumb mother you mother you. Frankie, do him a favor.
The Don and Mike Show.
Vintage goodness. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Right, and welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. You know, sometime last year I house sat for Don, and that's what part of this next segment leads into. It also leads into Frida on the cruise ship when they took a cruise on vacation, so let's get back into it. It is the best of Don and Mike on... Oh, I almost said the local radio station, but it is the Westwood One Radio Network.
Okay, here you go. Everybody, listen.
There it is. That's an alarm.
Ooga.
Warning. Theft alert.
This could only happen to me in these circumstances, I guess. Just because, well, it could happen to anybody. You know, that tape of my wife?
Mm-hmm.
This one, the...
I got hiccups.
That she made on our vacation?
Yes.
Now, what she did was she got off the cruise ship in Cozumel, Mexico or somewhere.
Right.
She bought this tape recorder. Mm-hmm. She bought it at Radio Shack.
Ah.
And she said to me this morning, and it's not an expensive cassette thing.
Sounds good.
Which is a cassette recorder. Maybe, right. I don't know, $40, something like
made
that.
Made a nice tape.
I'm not sure. She said to me this morning, she said, oh, incidentally, where is my tape recorder? From when I dropped you off at the station, where's the tape recorder? You didn't come home with it. Right. I said, oh, gosh, I don't know. I came into work, and I just gave the tape recorder to the guy back there, and I said, you know, put it onto a CD. Mm-hmm. So I happened to mention when I got into it, because I know Frida will bust my balls about this.
Somebody jack it?
Yeah, somebody. However,
somebody jacked the tape recorder.
However, Mike, they left behind Frida's cassette.
This is so curious.
Huh. So they took.
That was nice.
They took the.
So they took the cassette out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Did Robbie put your fingers on it?
Well, so is John, and so did Don yesterday. It's already tainted.
Well, you know what is William Peterson going to say when he shows up for the CSI?
I don't know.
Need the blue light. Anyway, whoever you are, you bastard. Just ask me. I wouldn't let you have it.
Yeah. It's one of those youngsters.
I wouldn't let you have it.
It's one of those ruffians.
I know who it is. Somebody with a skull cap.
Right.
Generally speaking. Or not even a skull cap. Those guys who wear like the Beavis and Butthead hats. You know, the ski hats. They're not really ski hats. They're not really...
Well, who's here late at night? Who could we... We need an... We haven't had an Inquisition in a long time.
Who knows who's here late at night? Stuff always walks away. There's CDs walking away all the time.
Who could we? We must have an interrogation.
Let's have a trial.
We could call Greg Edger.
It's him.
He stole it.
Guilty. Guilty. He did it. Guilty.
Because Greg needs a tape recorder.
No, you know what? I think this would be a job for Joe. Joe, come in here. I want to talk to you anyway.
And also, if you wanted to interrogate John Norman, he's the one who...
No, John Norman would be...
No, I know, but he might...
As a material witness?
Yes.
Just ask John who he thinks stole it.
Does John have a suspect?
I don't know.
Joe? What are you doing, Joe? Are you answering the phone or are you coming
in? Forget it, I'm getting your stuff.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, this phone doesn't work back here anymore, man.
How come?
Something's always broken,
man.
You can't just know that.
How can I be hearing you while the extension to your desk is ringing?
It's magic.
He's on another extension.
I'm on the 444 line.
That's what I'm on.
Somebody jacked
it. Works like that.
Get in here. Come here.
Okay.
Come here.
Somebody jacked the other extension.
Right, here is our production director, John. Hi, John.
I'm really sorry. I left it sitting after I got done with it last night. And like I said, they didn't take the tape out. I took the tape out. It was sitting on top of the table.
Ah. So do you have any suspects?
Well, no.
Come on.
Come on.
Not everybody's a suspect.
That means yes.
You know, the Rodafez guys are here and our overnight guy.
That's guilty.
Yeah, guilty.
Guilty.
Strauss. We love Queensryche.
The overnight guy.
Guilty. All right, thank you. Joe, if you wouldn't mind, everybody, star of the Joe Show, Joe Ardinger, world's oldest phone screener.
Joe.
Howdy. Joe, why don't you...
Joe's give you a name.
Watch Snoop around. Snoop around. Snoop Joey Joe.
Hello, I was just wondering, my name's Joe Ardinger, and I'm wondering if I could ask you a few questions. Did you jack the tape deck, man?
We jacked Frida's tape, man.
Listen, we got a theft on our hands. My name's Inspector Ardinger, and I'd like to ask you a few questions, if you wouldn't mind.
First, And most importantly, are you carrying any controlled substances that I should know about? If so, you're going to need to turn those over to me post-haste.
And he's scheduled 3 narcotics.
All right, so Joe, see if you can find out about that.
What is the small tape deck like Rob's?
Yeah, I mean, it's in the big picture, it's nothing. But I know that Frida's working today, so I've not been able to tell her that we've been raped and pillaged, that somebody has stolen a Radio Shack cassette recorder.
Joe, enlighten me, because I'm not versed in any narcotic other than the kind that you pour into a glass. What is a Schedule 3 narcotic, Joe?
Schedule 3 is a controlled substance, is it not, Buzz?
Yeah, it is indeed. As a matter of fact,
they are
our two experts.
Generally, the pharmaceuticals.
Yes, it is indeed. Indubitably.
Joe Johnson and Buzz Johnson. Johnson & Johnson.
DEA keeps a close watch on your Schedule 3.
Ah, very good.
Yeah. Was Frida insured for the tape deck? Because, you know, she may be a suspect herself. Why suddenly this morning she says, go get my tape deck?
Yeah. She had her big microphone sitting out.
Rob, are you alleging that Frida might have participated in insurance fraud?
Let's get to the bottom of this. That's all I want to do.
Yeah, it's with somebody. It's with one of those guys like Don said with a skull cap.
Yeah. Edger.
I want to hang him.
Or maybe a mullet. Either a skull cap or a mullet.
Edger.
And bad skin.
That's all three of us now.
And here's one. Joe, one other tip I think is maybe this to who stole it. That maybe he's had like 5 kids with like 4 different women.
Edger, that's it. It's complete.
He's guilty.
Buzz, you want to join in on that one?
I think Edger's innocent.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh,
geez. I'm the 12th angry juror.
Come on, play our game, Buzz. Don't make us a hung jury. Joe.
Yes.
And listen, I did want to ask you. First, thank you to both you. Rob, you have the song for Joe's girlfriend?
I was looking for it. We don't have it.
We don't have it. It's not in the box. It's on one of those.
Okay.
It sure is. Joe and his gal pal, Tracy.
Yes.
House sat for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we appreciate that. Thank you for being so nice to our dogs.
Fun.
And
she loves your dogs. You're lucky you still have them.
Yeah,
I'm glad they're not all at my house right now.
That's what I heard. I heard you send an email to Frida that said, the German Shepherd, Clink, he misses me. And the middle dog, Max, he misses Frida. But the little one, Rudy, well, your girlfriend really wants to take that dog home.
And for some reason, when you got home, the dogs were all unusually hungry. Somebody jacked Rudy, man.
So, Joe, here's what I want to ask you. And I know how it is when you're at someone else's place.
Okay.
Yes, he does.
My room. Okay, Buzz, that was a long time. You know, I don't do that anymore, Buzz.
Oh, you don't? You've given up going through people's medicine?
Oh, no, he has not. I bet he'd do it tomorrow.
I don't do it with Buzz because I got tired of opening it up and seeing a note going, hi. You know, hello, Don.
Years I lived with the refrigerator in my bedroom. Years I lived with that grief.
Yeah.
So, Joe, this has nothing to do with medicine cabinets or toiletries. This has to do with home electronics.
Ah, yeah.
The room, my room.
Right.
The you know, you were in there, right?
Were you able to get the championship game last night?
Here's the thing,
I hope so, because I don't know how that stuff worked.
I asked Frida.
Although he tried.
I asked Frida to tell you.
I'll tell you why I tried.
I asked Frida to tell you in a nice way, you know, that there were TVs all over the house. But that one TV in my room, the beautiful one, the perfect one, that's always set exactly right. Just watch anything except that. And I said to Frida, just find a nice way of saying that to Joe.
Right.
Because, you know, with Rob, who I'm more personal with, I just say to Rob, you know, just keep your hands off all the stuff in this room.
Don't touch your special
thing. You could have said that to me. You know that wouldn't hurt my feelings.
Well, I thought that Frida would tell you.
But then I would have had a question. And
okay.
I'll tell you why I was in there.
Okay.
We were out, not the past weekend that was really a crappy weekend, but the weekend before was really nice. We were out barbecuing on your deck, on the patio.
Of course you were.
And it occurred to me that we could get some music out on the deck. So I went in and I changed Frida's TV, I guess I'll call it, for
the family room
lack
TV.
Of a better
yeah,
term. Yes.
I turned that on to like the 80s music channel and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized, well, there was no receiver that might direct music to the speakers outside.
Ah, but there was.
Oh, there was?
If you had looked in the big room, there's a giant cabinet that has a stereo speaker.
Ah, see.
So, and a big console. So how did you end up in the room that was off limits?
The entire house, let's be honest, is just like a tweeter store.
Yes.
I mean, it's incredible. It's a state-of-the-art home electronics. Every nook and cranny.
So, Joe, all right, so you couldn't get music. How did you end up on in my room then?
Well, I said it must come from Don's
big TV. Uh-huh. And so then
that, you know what that? That is the rebel side of Joe.
Yeah.
See, Joe's mind, Joe wasn't thinking.
Curious.
It was the curious Joe saying, knowing it was forbidden, and knowing, well, I know he wouldn't mind if I went in just because that's where it's probably originating from.
So, well, that's not where it originates from.
I picked up, well, obviously, I picked up the remotes, and I couldn't make any sense of them, and then I figured, well, maybe if it does feed the outside, which it doesn't, obviously, then I could just tune it to a local radio station and then get music outside, which never happened either, because it's all digital, and so it has those kind of settings on it that are all set by the master control.
Never mind, now I understand.
So he basically just totally screwed your room up?
Well,
or what?
I came home from work last night, and I'm ready to watch the game.
Right? The game.
And it's
congratulations, my home state, for the national championship.
Oh, and don't forget, later today, we've got our Queens bet.
Queens bet,
we're
going
to be like old fag hags, and we're going to bet on the ladies.
Tonight, Tennessee versus UConn.
And I seriously, I mean this as a compliment. I think that that gal, Pat Summitt from Tennessee, who I called a dyke yesterday,
yes.
I think that she's an attractive woman.
Mm-hmm.
She's a leader of individuals, and I bet you she's got more down there than the coach of Connecticut does.
You think so?
I think so. I think she might be with like one of those Jamie Lee Curtis types.
Yeah. Oh, really?
That has both.
Yeah. Even though she's happily married.
Oh, yeah. And I've seen a documentary on her and her husband and her little kid that they
her and her wife.
Yeah. Well, you know, well, one person's husband is a wife.
You never know.
You know, I was watching Ellen DeGenitals today on my TV after
it's the best. I think the best show of its kind on TV. Right.
Agreed.
Now.
And I couldn't help but noticing that she's wearing a wedding band. Now, I know that she's way out there, Les, but I didn't know that she had actually gotten married.
Well, there are many places in the country still, right, where you can get hitched.
Yeah, but how come,
before they outlaw it.
But how come she's not, well, I know she's not like Rosie O'Donnell, that she's not going to get married and have a press conference, you know,
well,
in front of City Hall.
Isn't she pretty public with her with relationship with Anne Heche?
Look at Anne Heche now. She's gone back to, you know, man love, and she's popped one out of the oven and everything.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway, I'm watching, Ellen. So, I'm watching the dumb Ellen show, because that's when I finally figured out that I get home last night and think, now I'm going to watch the national championship game, Final Four. Here it is, and my high def. I turned the TV on, except like times 1,000, and I'm frantically hitting every button, and I cannot get anything to work. Now, I know that I know that I've set this system up perfectly,
right?
That no matter what channel you're on, if it's in Dolby Digital, you got it.
Sure.
If it's in surround sound, you got it. If it's in high def, you got it.
You got everything there.
If it's letterboxed, you got it. You don't have to touch one friggin' button.
Did somebody set it up for you?
Yeah. Of course.
There you go. Of course. Right?
Of course. But he said to me, all these buttons are set right where they're set. As he
just don't screw with it.
He said to me, never touch anything.
Right, right.
I've got it perfect right now.
Uh-huh.
And I said, fine, because generally speaking, I'm the only guy in that room. So I go in last night, and it's haywire. And I'm trying to figure out what's going on. I have to end up unplugging everything.
Oh, no.
Going through, because I couldn't even get DirecTV.
Right.
So I'm on the phone with DirecTV. And why is it when you call DirecTV for service, they always tell you the same thing. After you sit through the voicemail prompt, and I always guess wrong on that.
Yeah.
Sometimes they just go, screw it, I'll push 6.
Right. Yeah, there's one number I know when you call DirecTV that you can get right through to a human being.
It's like, and then the second time I called, I thought it would be like any other voicemail prompt. If you just press 0,
right,
you end up getting an operator. Well, you press 0 on DirecTV, and it sends you just back to the main menu. And so I guess if you don't have a touch tone, you're screwed. So, I had unplugged the receiver from the wall and plugged it back in and waited 30 seconds. But why is it that when you call DirecTV and you go, hey, it's not working, they say, okay, unplug the set.
Right.
Unplug the unit. I said, I just did it. They said, well, please do it again. So
wouldn't this be, this is more important in your, as far as like day-to-day existence in your home than even your bathrooms running, even having
vital.
Hot and cold running water.
Yes, vital. This is vital.
Absolutely essential.
I can always shower outside using a hose. I can use a bucket of water.
Keep the power on the television, right?
Yes, you got to, and for a championship game, you got to have it. And the people at DirecTV, I got some mook on the phone who refuses to help me
right.
until I... And so what I did, just out of spite, since I had already unplugged the receiver and plugged it back in, he said, okay, I want you to go to the TV now. I want you to unplug the television and unplug the receiver. Wait 30 seconds and plug them back in. I said, okay. And I swear to God, this is what I did. I sat the telephone down. How stupid is this? And I looked at my watch, and with one hand, I'm looking at the seconds go by, and with the other hand, I was just giving the telephone the finger. I hadn't gotten up out of the chair.
That's their fix all the time. Unplug it for 30
seconds. I didn't move, so 35 seconds.
But a 99% chance that's not the solution.
I come back, and I give him some of this. You're like, oh, hello, hello.
Right.
And the guy says, oh, great, let me see if that worked at all. And you hear him go, well, I show you, you're up and running.
You're receiving a signal, sir.
You're fine. So I figure that's not the problem. Uh-huh. I plug everything back in, and then it finally dawned on me, Joe. This reeks of Joe.
Yes.
I said, it's not like the buttons were pushed by someone who was trying to find something. The buttons were pushed by someone who was just pushing every single button.
Well, sort of.
Yeah, no. You pushed every button, and then if you pushed a button and it didn't do something...
You pushed another button.
You went back and you pushed another button, didn't you? Come on, you did, right? It's okay.
Hello, Joe.
Charlie said
push
it worked,
as many as you can.
Okay. Hello, Charlie. Can you help me out with this?
All right, so now that we got past that... And
but you got it up and running.
Yeah, I got everything.
Good. COVID that was better. My only concern. The rest of the time, we had a good time, and everything worked great.
So when you left the cave, you knew you had screwed everything up, right?
Oh, yeah, I knew I'd have to deal with it.
Joe?
I also realized that in today's electronics, as long as you just stop at some point and turn everything off, it'll be okay.
It'll be fine.
There mm-hmm. you go. Joe, my next question would be about you. And your wonderful girlfriend, who we're all very fond of, Tracy is her name. Oh, here's Ron Dante and the Couplings, a little ditty they did for Joe's girl. Tracy, when I'm with you. 321.
Excellent. I sing this to her sometimes.
I like that.
You want to do some karaoke?
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, sure. All right.
Yeah.
You need
then we're going to get a little impromptu singing
I was just
from Joe Arden.
Chorus. You know, come with me.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Scumbag Theater presents Dropout Sensation, Joe Ardinger.
Tracy, you're gonna be happy with me. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
blah,
yeah.
Blah,
there you go.
Okay.
Yeah, memorizing the lyrics, not
no,
his forte.
No that need to. Were love. You gonna give him some reverb?
Nah,
never mind. It's wasted. So, anyway, it's Joe and his girlfriend, Tracy.
Yes. Me.
Here we go.
Don't say no.
Get him down.
Tracy never, ever, ever let me go.
He danced like a retard boy on American Idol.
He's getting headphones.
He's a musician.
Sure. You do dance just like John Peter Lewis.
There it is. That's really the Joe. Do the Joe.
So, Joe, you and your girlfriend, Tracy.
Yeah.
I know that you are intimate with her. You're in love with her. Just to tell me something. How many different rooms? I don't need to know how many times, etc.
Only one.
Only one. Only the guest room.
Yeah, we work hard. We're very tired at night.
only the guest room. All right, good. And ever with the dogs watching?
Oh God, no.
Okay.
Can anybody really do it with the dogs watching?
I can.
They really? Can't hold a video camera, Don. They're not of any good.
And Joe, I tell you, you learn a little bit about something about right. somebody when they stay at your place. Joe's fond of Miller Lite. Man, are you fond of Miller Lite?
Well, that was only 1 week's worth, though.
And
another a couple Saturdays in that week.
And also fond of the Bloody Marys.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. And one last question I had for you: this whatever it is that you left in the refrigerator looks like it might be chicken.
Yeah, barbecue chicken.
Barbecue.
You know how he loves his barbecue chicken. Yeah.
Right now, would that be safe for me to eat?
Yeah.
What I meant, I'm just trying to make sure that you didn't put any, you know, of your funky spray on it, or you know what I'm saying.
I ran out of funky spray, Don.
You know, I pass on grass, Joe. You know
funky
what I'm saying.
Funky spray. Nothing.
You know what I'm saying. The Puff the Magic Dragon.
Hey, right.
It's a song about a boy and his magical dragon.
Is this parsley? My favorite chicken has oregano on it.
Actually, maybe it's not even that. It would probably be like ground up pills.
Sure.
With Joe. Oh, who's on the hotline already?
Someone's
hello.
Calling.
Hello.
Was it Control 3? What is it? What is it? Grade 3?
No. Schedule 3?
Schedule 3.
Schedule 3. Control 3.
Enjoy your chicken with a little
Schedule 3 narcotic marinade.
Well, I don't know. That's someone who's got the number but didn't say anything. All right, well, Joe, thank you for the update on the house.
Okie doke.
And thank you for watching everything.
Nothing like having him come in at the beginning of the show. I am totally exhausted.
It's a good warm-up for the real Inquisition on the stolen tape recorder.
Sure.
Line is ringing again. Hello?
Hey, man.
Oh, it's my brother.
Hey. A perfect twin bill.
We've had twin sons of different mothers on the show today.
Dude, what's happening? My brother Jimmy. Jimmy, not that I'm counting, but here it is, 11 days until your marriage.
Right. We're leaving a week from tomorrow.
Right on. That's next Saturday.
Any cold feet, dude?
No.
You know what? I'm going to need an entire segment to talk to you about this wedding. Not that I don't want to talk you out of it.
You're going, right?
Yeah. No, we're going to be in Fremont, going to Las Vegas next weekend for my brother's wedding. Hey, Jimmy, let me book you as a guest on tomorrow's show.
Right on the I don't know. I'll be working.
You'll be working
right now.
I know. You'll
well, see, you're working now. You can do it tomorrow.
I guess.
Yeah, all right. Well, let me just tease ahead. I know that you'll have time for this. It's just I got to take a break. What are you doing now? You're driving what type of truck?
A cement mixer.
A cement mixer.
So you're back on the, you got rehired on the cement mixer?
Well, yeah, not rehired. I still have my job. It's just getting called back from layoff.
Okay, same thing. Call back from layoff.
So are you
out here in the winter? We don't work.
So are you in Wisconsin? And you know, and he speaks for the entire state when he says that. Out here in the winter,
that's right.
We don't work. Welcome to Wisconsin.
Yeah, for anybody that's like pouring a basement or something like that, you might not want to do it when it's 10 below 0.
No. So Jimmy, are you doing all of this work now in Wisconsin exclusively, or do you travel to other exotic places like Illinois?
Yeah, we go to Illinois sometimes. I'm in Lake Geneva right now.
Amazing piece of equipment, isn't it, Jimmy? I've watched them. You can drive and mix the cement at the same time.
Right. In these trucks that we got, we can work to shoot and everything from inside.
Isn't that amazing, Buzz? Cool. I see that on the road, and I just say to myself, that is absolutely,
I've wondered about that.
Brilliant.
I wondered about that and wondered if that's like if that is like the Mr. Softy. Because when the Mr. Softy truck goes by, the thing's going around, but you know it's not really making the Mr. Softy.
No, that's just a ruse.
But on a cement truck, Jimmy.
That's grinding up everything.
That's making the stuff, right?
Yeah.
Monsters.
So 11 days until you're married.
Pretty amazing, eh?
Mm-hmm. It sure is. And and you're having no second thoughts? It's full steam ahead?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes.
Are you distracted, Jimmy?
I'm at a job now where I'm filling this guy's wheelbarrows. He's doing a wheelbarrow job.
So you're standing next to your truck?
Those really suck.
Are you standing next to the truck and hitting the little lever?
No, I'm sitting inside.
Oh, you can actually work the thing from inside?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sitting inside listening to the stereo.
I'm sure that the client is glad to know you're multitasking on his dime, that not only operating heavy machinery and...
Yeah. Meanwhile, the guy that's working the wheelbarrow is out there like under 8 feet of cement now going...
Turn it off! Meanwhile, Jimmy's sitting up there in the cabin just to call... Hey, this should be a good time to call my brother on the radio!
Where'd that guy with the wheelbarrow go?
Hey, man, somebody jacked my partner.
Yeah,
go do your job. Call the show when you want to, you know, like have a last confessional before you get married.
Why? I tried calling last week.
And right. Jimmy, is this your second marriage, Jimmy?
Yeah.
They always work out better than the first anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
Thanks
for making
me feel better.
that's a little joke at my own expense there, Jimmy.
All right, dude. Well, listen, we're looking forward to seeing you guys next weekend.
And then
Frida,
Frida changed her mind? She's coming?
Didn't she email you?
No.
Yeah, well, she told me that she did.
Well, I haven't checked my email for a few days, but I just wanted to say, too, hi, H-I-G-H.
I don't get that.
I heard you a week ago talking about the way I spell when I email you.
You must have... See, Jimmy, we're on vacation last week, so you must have heard
it. No, it was a week before.
Well, we were on vacation for 2 weeks, dude.
Oh, okay.
So what? Yeah, it was the best of, Jimmy.
Did you send me an email and what... And I don't remember. You have to refresh my memory. What was it I was saying?
I don't remember, but I don't spell hi, H-I-G-H.
Uh-huh. How do you spell hi?
Hi, H-I.
Well, what if I was to say, do you spell the magazine Hi Times?
Then I would spell it hi.
Spell it.
H-I-G-H.
Speaking of high, I think somebody's high and he's not in his studio.
No, we don't do that. We can test it.
Yeah, but how many of those?
When you have your test yesterday?
Aren't those the tests that you always study for? And I always tell you that you really should really study, not try that right before cramming thing that you do.
Yeah. Why did the cramming thing work?
Yeah, time to defrost the yellow popsicle.
Oh, God. I have preached enough to him about
sure.
it. You live your own freaking life. Anyway, listen, you big I got a break. I love you, and we'll see you. Yes, and Frida's coming.
Cool.
Of course, we're both going to be there.
Oh, that's good.
All right, well, listen, call again.
Anybody else from the show coming or not?
No.
See, I knew they didn't care about me.
Oh, Jimmy, that's not true. I would have liked to have come, but it was determined here.
Hey, hold on, you bastard.
That would be bad luck because it didn't work out last time.
And, Jimmy, it's not like it's exactly free to just get on an airplane and fly to Las Vegas.
Well.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
All right, for Mike. Is Mike the high roller?
Of course, I could fly there for free.
You could call Elizabeth Vargas. Elizabeth Vargas.
Or my new guy that called me and invited me out for 3 or 4 days in April or May. And but, Jimmy, I've got my kids, unfortunately. Not unfortunately, but unfortunately, I can't make it to your wedding.
And besides,
I understand.
Okay.
Listen, what do you want? I'm your brother. Do you want me there, or do you want my show business friends there? Come on, really?
You really want me to answer that?
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
I want you to go.
Yeah. Now, of course, so you want me to go, but you know, my friends.
Yeah, screw the other people. I just want you and Frida to go.
There you go. All right.
We'll be there.
That's the main
thing. We'll be there. Listen, call for more counseling. Call earlier, or don't call now. Call at a different time. This is a bad time to call. All right. I love you. I'll see you later.
Okay, dude. Bye.
All right. Bye, Jimmy.
Wow.
Did I overfill your wheelbarrow? We had Joanne, your brother, the same impression.
Yeah. How y'all doing? I spell hi.
Hi.
What the hell was that about?
He was listening to a best of.
What
confused like many of our listeners.
What the hell was that about?
I'm pretty sure the best of segment he's referring to, he called in on.
Okay.
So,
right.
How was he thinking it was live if he was on it?
I don't know. Yeah, either way.
He's got a wheelbarrow. We'll be right back, man.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You like Peter Paul and Mary?
Yes, I do. I'm a big fan.
Up the magic dragon,
it's a great song.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
Who would have thought it wasn't really about a dragon, huh?
What do you mean?
You know, the whole drug thing.
No, I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
Some people think that to pop the magic dragon means they're really... to smoke a marijuana cigarette.
Well, Puff's just the name of the boy's magical dragon.
Right.
Are you a pothead, Falker?
No. No. What? No, 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 Jack. No, I'm not. I pass on grass all the time. I mean, not all the time.
Yes or no, Greg?
No. Yes. No.
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, The Best of Don and Mike.
And so, wraps up another day of The Best of Don and Mike on this Tuesday afternoon. I've been your host, Artinger here, the legendary Joe Artinger with you. Glad to be with you this holiday season.
The moon is right.
Now let's get into the last segment for today, and it is Frida's Drunken Cruise Tapes, and it absolutely is the best of Don and Mike. Okay, here she is. It's Saturday night. She's got a tape recorder. She's helped me take notes of all these dumb things these people have said.
Right.
And then she says, I'm going to go interview people.
Huh.
And I said, do this without me. This will embarrass me.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to explain to her that if you're going to go do this, you have to have goofy questions that make people look dumb. But I don't think she did. I've not heard the tape yet. If it sucks, we'll stop it. Here is my wonderful wife talking to people on our vacation.
Tape quarter while we were on the Bahamas. So that's Deb.
He doesn't know. He would kill me. He would be embarrassed. I have to record you before I, while he's not here. Oh, yeah.
Well, let me just explain. Is she sober then?
No.
She doesn't sound with that.
Now, let me explain to you this guy. This is a guy from Turkey. And his name is Tunje.
Tunje!
Now, here's a guy that you would think, you know, with me, Tunje, Turkey, I'm like a mile away from him because he's not an American. As it turns out, this guy was a great guy.
You're the everyman. And yeah, you don't discriminate.
Right. Well, I do, Mike, but let me just say, I use discretion. And in this case, there was no need.
I try to help a guy out.
He's a discriminating discriminator.
I know you're trying to help me. I appreciate it.
I'm not doing that again.
Anyway, he's a good guy, and now Frida's talking, because I've been down at the bar with him just about every night.
Tunje!
And he's been
talking. He's a passenger?
No, he works on the boat.
Oh, okay.
He's a bartender.
Oh, cool.
So I've gone down and I've had a cigar with him, and he's told me about his problems with his girlfriend. And as it turns out, this guy was one of my best friends on the ship.
Tunje!
So here he is now being interviewed by Frida.
Tape quarter while we were on the Bahamas, so that... he doesn't know. He would kill me. He would be embarrassed. I have to record you before I... while he's not here. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would be great.
She's drunk.
Because he'll talk about you when he gets back home. He likes you, so he'll talk about you.
Yeah?
Yeah, so it would be better to have your voice, I figured.
No.
Come on, Frida.
Yeah,
he's reluctant.
Yeah, you'll never know.
Wait till she gets the hiccups. Oh, I can't even hear the guy.
I will, because he can't, he won't be able to imitate.
Do you think she's using the Larry Bud Melman mic technique?
I don't know. I tell you what she was just doing, though, was she was just taking a sip of a beverage that I could hear.
Did she have, like, a hand mic, or is it just the mic that's in the recorder?
No, she went and bought a big-ass microphone.
We were on the Bahamas, so that's Deb.
Oh, you recued it.
Yeah, let me fast forward this over.
She's a little baked.
She's totally baked. Do it again?
Yeah, hold on.
She's totally baked. And I had asked her...
I'm trying to talk to the bartender, but she's not getting him on tape.
She said, well, I didn't want to get him right up by the microphone. This is her hello.
Yeah, it was supposed to be edited. I haven't even... I'm warming him up. Okay. I've just got it rolling while I'm...
All right,
I'm greasing the wheels here. And I only ended up asking him, like, one question, but I haven't asked it to him yet. That's why.
Okay, all right. I'll let it roll. Thank you.
You were supposed to chop this up.
I told you I don't chop it up. I listen to it as it is.
All right, then you pay the price.
All right.
Sorry, bye.
All right, you wanted to be stuttering, John.
We don't edit Frida's thoughts.
Stuttering John got hired by Jay Leno.
Right. Of course.
Frida and I were looking at that going, what's up with that?
What the hell is the deal
what's
with that?
What's happening with that? She wanted the job.
Yeah, I guess we're waiting.
I'll ask you a question. It'll be easy.
Here we go.
I'll ask you something I want to know anyway.
Oh.
I won't ask you till I hand you this.
You're not there now.
No, I'm definitely not there.
No, it'll be easy. All right. So it might be on the air, but... All right, let me give you this to you.
Yeah. Tell me. I heard you tell people to call your
phone,
but I found your
phone channel. Now, where is she?
I don't know what's going on. I can't
even hear her now. They call me Tony because it's short and easy to remember. And
say your name the way you would pronounce it.
It's Tunjai. Yeah, exactly. Right. Tunjai.
So what she's doing the Larry Bud thing.
Yeah, but she's asking the question with the microphone in his face.
Right.
Yes.
She's having a little issue with going between her mouth and the...
she is.
Yes.
But... You know, in American, in English language, is G in my language is... In your language, is key in my language is G. So,
this is the guy I got along with.
The way it is. Oh, goodness. Somebody's close.
I'll let you work. That's all right. I'll say it right now. Tunjai. Good.
So drunk.
Now, she planned this when she was sober, though, right? But executed it while she was drunk?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to try now.
Robbie, will you pause it again? If this is her calling again, this is ridiculous. Lucy?
He's on the other side of the bar. I had to hand him the entire microphone.
All right.
Not, That's stupid.
All right.
All right. Okay.
Bye.
All right, goodbye.
Bye, Lucy. Don't call this number again.
Okay. Here we go.
Frida?
I'm gonna try and get Wilfred on tape.
Wilfred.
Our butler.
The guy came to our
room. But he went back into the...
Chasing Wilfred.
Butler. Wait till till he comes out.
Just seen her walking around the ship with this gigantic microphone.
I'm sorry. All right. I'm just hanging around out here. And then I have to go to the bar.
She's waiting out in the hallway with a microphone?
Wilfred.
Mm-hmm. She's waiting for this guy.
For a scrapbook. So I wanted to get you on tape. Now let me hear. I'll hold it. So you have to tell us if how we've been as people on the hall.
We'll put this on the radio.
Maybe.
Oh no.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm not good in this.
Oh no, you'll be wonderful.
Well, I'm a Wilfred, and I was a butler for 1208.
Yeah.
Okay, and they've been very wonderful with
That's me. That's our room, 1208.
Oh, okay.
Now, my husband wanted to know if you saw his dirty underwear.
Never.
Yeah, good.
Very good.
No, well, you're lucky then.
She took my question.
So that's good. And were you saying this was your first? You've been a butler before up
Listen
here.
Listen to her. Glug, glug.
This is actually, I'm a butler for 3 years, and this is my first time I'm working for the Sky Deck.
Ah. So you're new to this deck. And so we haven't given you a hard time. We've been nice to you, haven't we?
Exactly, and you all are lucky to have me.
Yes. Ah. Oh yes, we've enjoyed it very much. Thank you very much.
I hope to see you all again sometime.
Oh yeah, you will.
That's the dude who was knocking on the door.
We will. Thank you, Wilfred.
Thank you. Have you all done this, sir?
Wilfred, seeing you on the towel.
Are you doing it?
All right, this is tape for possible broadcast. Yeah. Right. Just a couple of folks from Baltimore, just enjoying the cruise.
Sure are. Having a good time, hon.
Right. I know. So, do you feel like a celebrity?
Yeah, that's the name of the ship. It's a celebrity ship.
So, which celebrity would you be?
I always kind of thought of myself as a Garth Brooks kind of guy, you know? Because I like country music.
Yeah, you have that look. Right. Yeah, you do. I noticed that about the minute I saw you.
Garth Brooks on
and
Mars.
Lovely wife, but you're too shy to speak.
Yeah, I'm too
shy. Well, as long as you can just say that you're shy, I'm like, I'm shy.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So,
these people, I don't even know these people.
What happened while you were on board?
We saw the man and the lady that didn't make it back to the ship today. Oh. That was the most exciting thing that happened to us.
did you see all the shows? Did you see the comedian?
He was as funny as the guy on Raymond. I forget his name. We laughed.
Oh, stop this for a second. We loved everything on the ship, but this comedian was a guy from Star Search who could not have sucked more. Both Frida and I were sitting there for this entire show, and we were drinking.
Was
so
it a comedian that was so bad he made you angry?
Yes.
Oh, I hate that.
Because Mike, a lot of his shtick was based like in 1965. Here was a big one. How many of you guys can relate to this? When I'm getting ready to go on this cruise with my wife, she's got a bag on the bed with stuff for the cruise I'm not allowed to touch. She goes, hey, don't touch that toothpaste. That's for the cruise. Meanwhile, you know,
they're laughing with their jaws unhinged.
Straight unwashed. They're
sure, well, I mean, dying to be entertained.
I mean, the cruise ship audience, that's why you get that entertainment, because they're dying to be entertained.
How does he stack up with Noodles Levinstein?
He's not as great. And furthermore, if I had had one more drink, I would have challenged him on his claim that he's been on Jay Leno.
Really?
He's so bad.
You just don't think there's a chance.
I can't even picture him being one of those guys that go like at the light. Yeah. Here it is. The light's 5 minutes. I couldn't even picture that.
This sounds like these are your neighbors that you're talking to here.
Yeah, I saw a number of people that were enjoying the comedian just like that. Well, I appreciate you talking with me.
It's a great pleasure, and thanks a lot.
And can you say hi to Don and Mike?
Hi to Don and Mike. I listen to you guys on the radio all the time.
All right, thank you.
There's a lot of people on that
Does
boat.
Does she have fun doing this?
Oh, yeah. A lot of people on the boat listen to the show because it sails out of Baltimore.
Sure.
Yeah.
What's she doing?
I got hiccups.
Now,
bummer.
Hold on.
All right.
Pause it. This is, if you know Frida, when she is drunk, she gets hiccups.
Okay.
And she gets hiccups.
So it's a real sign that she's definitely...
She gets hiccups that don't stop.
Okay.
And it's exactly like this. One cosmopolitan, two cosmopolitans, three cosmopolitans, hiccups.
Okay.
So here we go.
Yeah. I got hiccups. Oh, 14, bummer. All right. No,
that's
the
catch that?
Yeah.
Toodaloo, if we have...
Oh, now she's trying to go to the...
Oh, this is the second one.
Who's director?
No, wait a minute. Keep going. Come on, we need 14.
Come on, 14.
Come on, 14.
Come on. She's in bingo.
No. Ah. 15.
She's
come
playing
on,
bingo.
Come on.
Yeah.
Nobody's got 15. No.
She is drunk.
Oh.
Listen to this.
She's really
drunk. Oh, wait. No. He's lying. He was lying.
It is the best part. This is the best part of the tape right here.
Can we lie? Can we fill in 15?
Can we?
No. All right.
Can we go?
All right. I don't even remember what it was. Bummer. I wanted to get up and get toodaloo on Mike.
Oh, this cruise director, the British guy.
Is he talking in bingo?
Yeah.
Sorry. Ah.
Her big sign off is toodaloo.
Phew! We almost had it. Thanks for helping. Yeah. Did you ever get to do any of these? Oh, bummer. Oh, hey! We have 14 over here. No. All right, I'm turning up the mic. We'll get her later.
So drunk.
It's almost over. Is this the same time frame right here?
Yeah, same night.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
This is over like a 4-hour period Saturday night.
So she gets progressively...
Oh, we are.
Yeah.
We're making an audio scrapbook.
Okay, well, unfortunately, I don't have time to stop now because I've
cruise director.
Stage in less than 5 minutes.
Just say your famous toodaloo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Toodaloo. All right, thank you.
That's great.
Later tonight or tomorrow morning.
Okay, good.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Bye.
She didn't have time? Was she? No. Did she fancy herself a big celeb?
Too busy.
I dropped my purse. Wait a minute.
Oh, dear.
Frida.
Yeah, you wanted to win. All right.
Like, so
bomb. Really. Oh. Yeah.
That's where it goes dead.
The end?
Is that it?
Bye!
Is that it?
Goodbye!
Is that it?
Never caught
hey,
up
that was good.
Lately.
I like the real drunk Frida.
Yeah, bingo was great.
That was 4 hours.
Bingo was the best.
She went out for 4 hours, and that's all she got.
Yeah, it was,
okay. That's my girl.
Wow.
That is my girl.
Can we hear it again? Can we play bingo?
Isn't the hiccuping the best?
Oh, and the one was just really pronounced. I mean, real.
We have 14.
You know, of all the things on that tape, I think if you get that hiccup, you can probably isolate that hiccup. I think that would be. I think it's clear enough that you really hear it.
We're just waiting for the skew. Five. See, if I had been in earlier today, if the ship would have let us off today,
I
would have had this tape, and we wouldn't be doing this now. You go.
I got hiccups. Oh, 14, bummer. All right. No, but...
How good is that?
That's a good one.
How good is she, huh? Except when she told me she hated my guts.
So we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.